Today is a day where I believe we strive for glory on the radio, and today is a day where it is apparent to me that it's only downhill from here, because we have an event that just straight up sucks, but I'm into it, and I don't even know why anymore. It's like, let's go, how far can I go? And I guess if you think that you might have gone too far, well, then that means that you're on the right track. So I'm going to go ahead and continue this game, even though we have lost a competitor already. We have lost Roxy, who is a transvestite, and she has boobies and a pee-pee. She is going to be in the contest, and now she can't because there was, like, weird thunderstorms or something in Phoenix, which makes no sense to me because I thought it was hot there. I don't understand how there could be that. That's stupid. So, yeah. Now there will be just me versus two random dudes that you don't know about. We will be in individual rooms. We will not be next to each other in this contest. And we will be competing in certain events that involve your penis and what your penis can do under pressure. Or the biggest one that I feel the reason that this contest is going to continue, can you get it up in front of porn stars? The average man says yes. Porn stars say the average man has no chance. Today, it will be proven, because there will be three average men that will be shown graphic, up-close, pornographic maneuvers. And these people are in videos where you will get hard. But can you get hard in front of the camera? Now, we're going to do this. I feel like there's some people out there that just realize they're going to be involved in a porn. You're not. I think the deal is, are we going to have somebody be hot? Do we really need someone to film that? Let's just film the athletical maneuvers. We'll just figure it out as we go along. I shaved my ass last night. I shaved my ass a lot lately again. I gotta tell you, it feels good, man. Baccarat, come here. You have a Hannah t-shirt on today?
Yes, kill Hannah. Good morning!
Oh yeah, what up, back? Last time ever you're ever gonna be on the show.
I know!
You can come by though.
I will.
But no one's gonna let you in.
Oh, yes they will.
Who? I'm not.
Will Pendarvis.
I can't even hear you, he doesn't like you.
I like your dick cake.
Thank you!
What flavor is it?
Huh?
What flavor is
it's
it?
It's a black cock.
Oh, so it's chocolate?
Will Pendarvis, don't touch the black cock.
You don't have to tell me twice.
I bought the shit for your decocalon.
Yeah. Well, good, because we're going to need it. Very soon. I don't need a piss yet.
You save that up. Drink a lot of water.
Wait till you see your suit that you have to wear. I got you the coolest suit ever.
Okay.
Are you going to say what it is?
I feel like, no.
You're
going to wear. No, he should wear it from now on. Because it's
every
so
day.
Good. No. You can only wear it one time.
Yeah.
I might make you wear half of it for the death die. Maybe this is your new thing that you wear in the gigs.
Okay.
Or if a celebrity comes.
You got to show me what it is.
I feel like you should wear this thing immediately because it's that good, and I just want to. Or will it take away from the?
I feel like this
suit is so good that every time I say, "Hey, Josh." I would just laugh. And I just want to have fun. I don't really care about anything else right now. I just want to have a good time. So I feel like, because Backrack's last day, she might even like you in this suit.
That's, she seems skeptical.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I feel like you're probably the meanest person to Raw Dog on this show.
I think you
that's
are.
Not true.
I don't think I am.
I think you are.
I'm fucking Buddy by Jake. I'm your Buddy by Jake. You're gonna in your. I mean, I'm buddy by Jake. If you're mine,
you're the foreman of my what construction in my mind.
Right, I'm the grill.
Yes.
And you just go around. I don't want to be in the Decathlon.
I know, because that's such a stupid thing not to want to be in the Decathlon.
It is.
That's an incredible
It is to the show. You would add at least 15% hilariousisms to the show. Maybe even 50%. Maybe
broke
even
too
80.
Many hearts.
Huh?
Broke too many hearts. What's this?
That's the other pair of undies that somebody has to wear in the
Decathlon. Why is there like a little funnel on the...
Because it's a fire hose. It says, warning, contents under pressure.
Is the idea that that's like a cock sock that you can pee through? Like a fire hose?
Nah, there's a hole there.
No, it's not pee.
Okay. Is there a hole at the end of it?
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't open.
Okay, good.
There's not a rip.
Because that is just nasty.
That is nasty.
I guess if you're doing like fireman role playing, it can work out for you. Sort of.
Chicks dig firemen.
Yeah.
They do. MILFs do. No, cougars.
Especially if they got a big hose ready to go to put out that burning fire.
Big hose.
I'm telling you, cougars really like firemen. Firemen get laid all the time. Probably cowboys,
I'm sure
too.
They do.
I should ask everybody, we'll take a vote on whether you should wear the suit from now on, starting now. 866 Yo Fashion.
They're gonna see it. Yes.
Obviously.
They are, but they can't even see it.
Yeah.
But then we'll Twitter a photo of it.
And
we do need to do it. We do need to do it, huh? We need to do it. No?
It depends on if you want to keep up the suspense.
You could just make it like a surprise just before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like while you're playing a song, he'll just come back and bam!
You're just still mad at me because I'm not doing this.
I'm not mad at you. I told you I was never mad at you. I was just sad for the show.
You're disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's like when my parents say, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed.
That's worse.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Psychologically. Yeah, well, I didn't say that. You said that.
Right. But you affirmed it.
Oh, yeah, well, whatever. I'm not going to lie to you. I am disappointed.
Right.
But I don't hate you. I like it, I get it, whatever. You don't want to do it.
Yeah. It'll
just,
still
it just, for some weird reason, if you're in it, it's not gay. Like that, and that's got to be a pat on the back, doesn't it? Like, I'm telling you, Foxy was going to do it with the, and I was like, man, I'm not going to be in the room with her, you know?
Why?
Well, because I don't want to fucking see another dick.
But you've seen it already.
Yeah, but now my dick's out.
Already.
Yeah, but my dick's out.
Oh.
Like, I'm not in the room with the dick out, with another dick out.
Right.
Might accidentally
I've done it. But that was when I was young and I was so high that I didn't see your dick. I was looking at the shaved pussy.
Seriously, I don't think this is a gay contest. It's just purely in the spirit of competition.
What?
I don't think this is a gay contest. It's just purely in the spirit of competition, you know?
No, but it would have been less. I don't know why. I can't tell you the reason why. I'm just telling you that if you were in
because
it,
because my overwhelming heterosexuality would just change the entire
look,
game.
Dude, yeah. I think you know, I mean, just because you don't ride a bike, that doesn't mean that you're gay. I don't think you're gay at all. I really don't think you're in any way gay. I feel like a gay guy would have different underwear on.
Yeah, a gay guy probably would not wear the same pocket purse.
Hey, I mean, nobody. I just go to sleep at like 9:30, and then I just get up at 2:30. I woke up at 2. I had some kind of dream, I can't remember, that woke me up. And then I saw text messages from you and Joanna Angel, and I didn't open them because I thought one was, please don't make me be in the Decathlon because Foxy's gone.
Which is not what I said at all.
No, it's not. And then the other one I didn't want to open because I thought there was Joanna Angel saying, hey, we can't make it. Because I'd already, right before I went to sleep, Stretch told me that Foxy couldn't make it.
Right.
So at 2:00 in the morning, I was like, man, I'm going to go, go back to sleep for half an hour. But instead, I just sat there thinking that those two messages in my phone are the end of the Decathlon. And I was like, man, everyone is really trying to stop the Decathlon. And that's why I said to myself, I was just in the beehive by myself, just staring at the roof going, Man, I'm just going to fucking jack off in front of everybody, and I'm going to smash stuff, and I'm going to pee all over everybody, and I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it with the cock on, and then I'm just going to have my records written down on a piece of paper and text everybody. Tell them if they can do that, then they can beat me. But otherwise, I'm the champion of cock.
Right. Like, they have to, like, send in videos where they're doing their own cock Olympic thing to, like, show they can beat you.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. I had a coffee and it didn't work.
Damn it.
It should make you pee later.
That's well, true. I am fucking thirsty. Hello, Kyle.
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning to you, Kyle. What do you do for a living, sir?
I work on pipelines.
Pipelines? So do you have to go in the morning and, like, go dig in a hole?
Something like that.
How many hours do you...
This morning.
How many hours do you dig in the hole?
Usually 12 hours a day.
I mean, come on, why can't... Look at... I'm worried about jacking off. This guy's in a hole in the morning. 12 hours in the hole digging. Everybody can see my cock.
Yeah.
Everybody, look at it. Paint something on it. Put a flower on it. Kick me in the naked balls. I'll take a naked kick in the balls today before I have to dig for 12 hours in the hole.
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily dig, but something like that.
But 12 hours a day you work.
Yes, sir.
Man. Man, sometimes I have to have interviews about TV shows.
Yes, sir.
He's not that happy. I wouldn't be that happy either.
Yeah.
We're going to hang up from this phone call, and then we're going to fucking... You're going to hang out in the hole, and I'm going to see a porn star do stuff to her boobies.
I don't know, man. You're living the dream.
I am living the dream. I love America. Such a fucking great country.
I was going to say you need to make Raw Dog hold off on putting the suit on until right before you get the cock line going.
Sounds like a smart man. You sound like a smart man, and you're a hard-working American. So for that, I will say okay, and we will do exactly what you just said.
Awesome.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay.
All right, love the Friday show, guys.
Thanks, man. I like that guy.
Me too.
I have news.
Is it bad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just tell us.
Well, good news.
Okay. No.
Tell us the bad news first.
Bad news is, the one guy's not coming.
Really?
Good news is, Mike is here and ready to roll.
That's not good news, considering the bad news.
So it's two guys?
No, it's one guy. It's me. No,
yeah!
There's nobody, right?
Going
now it's just me?
No, we have one guy. One of our guys is here. It's just his buddy wouldn't come. Or couldn't come.
So now it's just two dudes.
Couldn't come.
You don't want to jump in, Rodon?
I feel bad that this is falling apart at the last minute.
Yeah.
Do it!
You would look hot in this.
He doesn't have to wear that one.
Yeah, this one's hardcore.
That one's just not even fair.
This is just a cock sock.
What about if he has... You know what might make you feel better? Let's get the costume.
Oh, you want to do that?
Let's get the costume. And then let's put Raw Dog in the costume. And then Raw Dog, you tell me if you... Maybe you can. I feel like you might want to. You might be okay to compete in the contest if you have this costume.
Okay.
Now I gotta see the costume. I haven't looked.
I don't know how that would change my mind, but.
Well, I feel I'm just trying to think that this costume might work. Maybe we could cut a hole out of the costume, and you could put the snake on you over the costume. Or maybe you might just be able to be in the costume. I'm not sure how the costume's going to work.
What is this costume?
It's one of the greatest costumes I've ever seen. I for sure, when I asked the guy how much it was, I thought he was going to tell me like it's $200 or something. I'd be like, dude, I'm not fucking, I can't afford to do that. But it was I was so excited about the costume because I think I want to join you in Death, Death, Die and wear this costume on stage. Because it's just too fucking creepy. It's like, for a whole band to look like this, it'd be the greatest fucking band ever. And no one would even know the band. That's the best thing about it. We have fucking massive snakes here. And
what the fuck are the snakes for today?
Well, I was going to get massive snakes to bite Raw Dog, but I was told that the massive snake, because Raw Dog's such a Rumble McTumbleskin, it might hurt Rumble McTumble.
Okay. No shit.
Do you know that he has the snake out there is the same snake that's already bit fucking all of us?
Yeah.
And it's grown, and it's way bigger than the last time it was here?
I'm excited for that because...
It's an asshole, that snake.
That snake is super angry and super humongous, and it's a massive angry anaconda.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have that attack me...
for the picture?
For the photo shoot for ESPN, the magazine. My day just got so good.
Why?
Because I now know the two guest porn stars that are going to be here.
Ah.
I'm going to jack it off. I'm going to be like, look at this, look, stab this. Yeah. I'm living out a dream.
You're living the dream, dude.
I really am.
Yeah, you gotta remember that.
Out of anybody I would want to show my penis to, it's Asphyxia and Skin and Joanna Angel.
Good to see you.
I want to show it. I'll be like, yeah, look at this. Look at this flaccid penis that I can't get erect. God damn it, if that happens. God damn you, dick! Right now. In case you do that. You ready to see your outfit?
Yeah. Okay.
Will you wear...
Wait!
Bacharach, you're now videoing?
Yeah.
Bacharach's last day. Will you wear... this?
What is that?
What is that?
It's a shiny, silky red suit. You're just you're like the blue man, but you're a red man, but you're a metallic red man.
Can I talk through this thing?
Yes, there's a mouth hole. That's all there is, just a mouth hole.
Just a mouth hole.
Go immediately and put that on and then see what we look like. Remember, no, I don't want any undies and
it's
shit
full.
On there. Huh?
You said,
full.
Oh, delete some stuff.
Yeah, we'll delete that.
You said no undies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the decathlon that you're going to be competing in, maybe.
Maybe not.
In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, bitches who suck cock with vagina.
Bitches who suck cock with their vagina.
Because we are the Jason Isles Show, and because you are the producer of the Jason Isles Show, you didn't get foxy, you didn't help me try to convince Raw Dog to do anything, you just sat in there while me and him argued, probably giggling to yourself.
No, it's funnier than shit. You know what, though? Good fucking radio. The more you guys fight, the better it is.
Right.
It is good. It's fun to listen to.
Right. Fuck you, man. I think you should get bitten by a humongous anaconda just for the fuck of it.
You were fucking with me out there, and I'm like, yeah, I'm into this bit, but there's no chance of me doing a dick bit or anything like
this
that.
I'll get
my ass handed to
you. You will.
Yeah, but I'm down to do stuff, so we've got...
This is how confident I am that I'm going to win the decathlon. If I lose the decathlon,
yeah.
I will fight the second largest gecko in the world with my dick.
Fuck that. Okay, in the lobby right now, they're out there. Schultz's guy's got a bunch of fucking reptiles.
Yeah.
And there's a gecko out there, and he pulls it out, and it makes a weird noise, and it's... Everything's pissed off.
Yeah. I know!
He doesn't...
Yeah, there was a snake on the carpet just then. It was fucking biting him over and over again. And then it tried to bite Raw Dog for walking by.
It was striking at the air. It was
Everybody's so angry in the green room.
Yeah, the fucking reptiles are not happy to be awake at this hour. All right, so we want to get Schultz's guy in here and find out what we should do snake-wise?
Yeah.
All right.
Joanna Angel's going to say some weird shit to me, and it's either going to get me hard or I'm going to go, okay, you're fired. Get Asphyxia in here immediately.
Well, she's out there, too.
I know. I think just for the hell of it, I should just have them all say stuff to each other.
Oh, shit.
We've got the A-team here.
Because if I don't get hard, it's over.
But you don't want to piss them off either, because they're the judges of all events, and they can fuck you, and you can lose the event.
They can fuck you? That's not such a bad thing.
Good. Well, guess what, then? The gecko's going to get the shit beaten out of him by my dick.
It's Schultz's gecko.
Schultz's gecko? That gecko makes noise and bites. It doesn't have large teeth, but it's another one you say it locks on?
Yeah, it just locks on, chews, and
eventually... How do you get it to let go?
You wait. Watch.
Oh, fuck that.
Watch.
No. I don't want to fuck with that thing.
What do you do? So you're saying if my penis had to get in a fight with this gecko, that if the gecko gets a hold of the cock, He's not going
to
let go.
It's the pit bull of geckos.
You have to get your cock close to like a flat surface where he can then feel safe enough and let go. Like, hanging in the air, he's just going to hang from your cock for hours.
But that's the sweetest Twitter page ever.
Tokay Gecko from Cock.
Yeah. For everybody but you.
I might even, if you should get a professional photographer, that might just be the ESPN interview. Just my dick in a snake sock with that thing.
He's holding that thing by the neck, like, literally looks like he's pinching its neck, and its mouth is just open. Like, just wants the bite because it's not happy.
I notice you're not putting your finger in there because it is a bad...
Oh, fuck yeah.
I cannot see at all.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, the other cool thing is I can't see you. And why have you got your mask thing isn't tucked into your suit? You're so stupid.
You don't think this guy deserves a snake bite?
He does, huh?
No, I think so. Really? Look at that.
Why?
And he can't see it coming.
Look out!
No, fuck!
Got his dick! Oh, my God!
Dude, no! Stop.
Stop.
You look like a gay Christmas ornament.
But tuck your mask in. I want to take photo for Twitter.
That is pretty awesome, though. Yeah.
Everybody, at Alice Mate, don't...
Do not.
I'm not letting him do it.
Okay.
If anybody's dick gets bit by a gecko, it's mine. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to drag you down. You've already explained that you don't want to be a part of anything.
That outfit's kind of... What is that outfit
fucking
called?
It's just a badass thing to have him in the room.
Is it called, like, Red Shiny Gimp? What is that thing called?
I don't know, but it's just a cool thing to have just there. And what? And it's making you do a weird thing. Why are you? Why?
He's trying to look down his nose at
you.
Oh,
you're trying to.
I'm like,
you're trying to be extra creepy by just holding your nose in the air. It's really working out because I'm like, why are you fucking eyeballing me?
Is it hot?
It's not. I get paranoid because I can't see.
Well, don't be paranoid because we've already been through this. No one's gonna bite you. All right.
Okay.
No biting for Raw Dog.
Okay.
Okay. Because you might be manning up and being in the cock alum because we only have one contestant.
How could he in that suit? It doesn't have any holes.
I don't know.
We have to cut a hole in it. That is a sweet suit.
It is.
It is shiny, metallic red, full-blown bodysuit.
Hand me a microphone.
Yeah, you're over here with a mask that is crazy.
Hello. Can you guys hear me through this thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is really uncomfortable, but I will wear it.
That's right. He's doing the play-by-play.
Can you see me?
Barely.
Only if you hold your head
up
like that?
Only if I hold my head like this.
Don't worry about looking at me. Why does it matter? Because you're ruining the costume. And put your head into your suit. Make sure that it... Because it's not... You're not selling it. You've got like a frilly neck, and I don't want a frilly neck. Okay. I want you to be the
all red man.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to make this work.
There you go. Now you're zipped up. Hold up, pop down to the other side. God damn it. Every time he moves his head, you know what it is? It doesn't allow for that much headroom, and when he pulls his head up to look down his nose, it pulls his neck fluffy part out.
Right.
No, it's on that, at Alice Made.
I'll try to keep my neck as stiff as possible.
If anybody wants to see it, go ahead and check that out. Can we do the decocalon now?
We'll do the decocalon or we're going to fuck with a snake and go?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which snake?
Can you make the humongous anaconda bite this fucking idiot?
It's in the bucket backwards. I got to try to get it out.
So it sounds like a nightmare.
Dude, you want to do a smaller snake instead? We can do whatever. As long as I don't see it coming, I don't give a fuck what it is. Just
sure.
Like your ex-wife.
I see that bitch coming every month.
What?
You want to do the little blood python?
Yeah. Make him bite Rod.
Not
you. Not you.
Not
calm down.
Rod should get in his chair so he's.
Yeah,
more,
go over there, you fucking idiot.
Grab
this.
Here you go.
Somebody should be filming this asshole.
Okay.
You walk so good.
You know what sucks?
Because you're blind. It's so much better. Everything he does is so much better.
Oh, we need a video camera.
There it is.
Did you empty some stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that fucking thing's a dick.
All right. Wait a minute. Get the video.
I'm not ready yet.
Wait a minute. This is what kind of steak is this Mini Mayhem?
This is a blood python.
All right. I didn't want to look.
Pussy.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yikes! Give it up with my head! Ow!
Yuck.
Ow! Bit me twice! Ow! Monday! Bit me three times! Fucker.
He said yikes.
You know what it like, is?
Yeah, you know really when you,
it was sweet really, up. I thought it was going to get up by my head.
When you really are nervous and he is himself. When he's nervous and he is himself, he's like an old school fucking radio guy.
I'm Scooby-Doo.
Yikes. What?
Yikes.
Yeah, watch out for that thing. Yeah. I don't like that snake.
He beat you a lot.
He bit me three times.
He's an angry guy.
He's a fucking asshole. This snake is strike.
Hey.
Okay, enough of that.
He's a bitter man.
And he hit, so far, that's the one that tried to strike Rod. Rod just walked by and he struck it, like, because he saw him.
Don't make it by Raw Dog.
You got two.
Fuck off.
Oh my god, it's right behind you.
This is really fucking
annoying. It's biting you. It's biting your head.
Here.
Stop.
I'm wiping my arm with alcohol. My wounds.
It's fun. Man, you in the suit is
what
fun.
What is it about a snake, though, that turns...
You don't have to really do anything to him. You just say it's happening to him and he lives it.
I do not like being blind.
We're bringing the big snake in right now? Really? Oh, oh God, Josh!
God. Yeah.
It's all right. We're not doing that.
Oh, God.
All right. Thank you. Let's get into the decathlon. Remember, the loser of the decathlon will fight a gecko with his dick. I'm just going to do it for AliceMania.com. Who wouldn't want to see that? It's like a shitty internet jackass stunt.
It's fucking stupid.
Because when I saw, who was it?
I couldn't do that.
Fucking Pontius when he fought a snake.
Oh, with his dick?
Yeah.
And they dressed it like a mouse and put it into the aquarium?
That's like top 10 funniest things that's ever happened in the world. let's get the decathlon 3000 underway.
You want to bring the girls in and talk to the girls first? You want to bring in Mike, your competitor?
Let's bring in the competitor.
All right.
Okay. I'll just move over.
Come on, Mike!
I feel like you should just stand in a corner.
You look like an Oscar, but red.
Is there a mic within waving distance here?
Yeah, can you put a mic in front of that?
He's literally
shiny gifted.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
How are you, Mike?
Good, how you doing? Am I good right here?
Yeah, put that thing in. There you go. Mike, you are an average citizen?
Average citizen.
And you are a competitor and you're a fan of the show?
Yep.
And you're looking for a bunch of free shit so badly that you're willing to put your dick in a snake pair of undies and try to... But you do have to try to get erect in front of the porn stars. Did you meet them? They didn't even say hello to you?
No, I didn't really introduce myself, but...
Right. How do you feel about them?
They're cool.
Yeah. Do you look forward to stroking your flaccid penis in front of them while they say weird shit to you?
Yeah.
Right. And do you think you can piss as far as I can? There's no chance you have a foreskin?
Yeah.
You do?
I don't think I could do that balloon thing you're talking about.
You do, though? So you're going to have a long-distance peeing technique. It's going to be tough to judge. We're going to have to get out there and do that immediately. Ladies, can we get you in here for just a second, please? The girls from burningangel.com. If you go there, they'll finger themselves. And they'll lick each other's vaginas. And they'll take penises in the ass and stuff. They're crazy. They do crazy stuff. Cocksucker! I'm really into them. I like them. I can't wait to pull my penis out in front of them.
Those chicks are hot.
Yeah. We don't have time for this bullshit. We're going to play a song and then we come back. The decathlon is on. We'll be outside peeing and shit. It's game time, motherfuckers. Jason Ellis Show. Yeah. I'm psyched! Are you psyched?
Mike?
Yeah. Joanna Angel. is it gonna be weird for the rest of our relationship?
Yeah, things are gonna change.
They are, huh?
No, I don't think it'll be so weird.
I've already had my flaccid penis out in the last 5 minutes. Did you see it?
I saw it.
Right, you already said. I already showed you my penis.
I looked away at first, and then I
and then
I,
you're like, well, he's gonna try and jack it off in front of me.
But I didn't know what to bring this morning. I was like, I don't know, like what really turns you on. So I brought like a few like costumes because I was like, maybe it'll be easier for him if I kind of dress up as something else. He won't see me as, you know, as the girl he knows.
So, okay.
You know? So I thought maybe that would help.
Right.
Like a superwoman outfit. Yeah. Not really superwoman, but...
And skin and asphyxia here. No disrespect, John Angel, but my favorite porn stars on the planet.
I think they're mine, too.
Who now have their own cell phones. So they dropped off just a little bit from me.
I don't know if skins counts, because I think it's like one of those like pay, like where you have to refill it.
It's
like
a really shitty phone.
Yeah. I don't know if it counts as... I don't even know. We're giving it too much credit by calling it a cell phone.
Okay. What's going on with you, asphyxia?
Nothing.
You
really
sure?
Tired.
You really tired?
Yeah, I'm trying not to show it though.
Because you haven't slept?
No, I've slept 3 hours.
Plenty of sleep. Yeah, it is a ridiculous.
What time are you supposed to go to bed?
I go to sleep at like 9.
Yeah.
And then I get up at 2:30.
Jeez. That's not.
And then I'll go back and I'll sleep for an hour and then I'll go to the gym and punch everybody.
Oh, okay. Take out your frustration.
Man, I'm not even frustrated. I'm pretty happy. I mean, I'm going to jack off in front of you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little... I was thinking about it later. I was like, if it doesn't get hard... Whatever. You weren't gonna let me put it in anyway. You know?
That'd be cheating.
Yeah.
It's cheating, right?
To put it in?
Yeah,
to put it in. For you to get it hard when you put it in. Well, then, yeah, I'm going to have a problem with myself. I'll be bummed out.
Yeah.
Right, so this is Mike. This is the competitor. This is my, what is it? My nemesis.
Okay.
Not really. Fucking asshole. That's who it is. He's a part of the stupid wall.
So it's just you two against
each other? It's just me. Everybody pulled out, but the show must go on.
The show must go on.
Basically, the Jason Ellis show right now is squeezing the blood to the end of its dick to stay alive.
So, I feel like maybe you guys could get an erection, but I don't know about keeping it and then, like, doing things.
Well, there's only one thing that you need an erection for, and you don't really need the erection for it, but it's going to help. It's the Cock Norris, where we'll be competing in how much we can chop with our penis.
Oh, okay.
And the judges, you'll be watching the cock, and of course somebody will be watching the feet, because if you try to jump...
I think they have to chop popsicle sticks.
Mike, right? If you try to jump in the air and come down with your dick, or if your knuckle hits the fucking thing you're chopping, that is illegal. It's the force of the cock is chopping this. Asphyxia, you can have an app.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying that you're tired right now. I didn't mean to be insulting. I feel, because I really like you, and you're really cute, and I want to jack off in front of you. But I want you to be awake when my penis comes out.
I brought some
whips. But right now,
and
I don't want you to be awake.
I figured I'm going to, like...
Save it.
I'm going to beat them
when
up
I tell
a
you to light
bit.
Up. You are?
Yeah, I'm gonna, I figured that you'd
you
like
light
that.
Up. Light up.
Yeah.
Say some weird shit to me, all right?
We have to think of some weird things to say to him.
But if you say weird shit that's funny... So then you just challenging me, and fuck you, I'll still get hard.
Yeah, you actually want, I mean, you have to, like, get Jason to say fuck you to him to get it. For
Why is your mask not on?
Because I felt like it was suffocating.
Well, that's too bad. Are you in the decockathon?
No.
Right, put it on.
It's really, really, really uncomfortable.
I know, really uncomfortable, or your dick goes into a fucking fire hydrant. One of the two. Huh?
You gotta get into it. You gotta enjoy it.
Yeah, you're not. Which one is it? You can't be such a half ass at every single thing that we do. Put your mask on.
Okay. Would you rather be in that other suit?
And tuck it in. Yeah.
The hose?
Mike, why don't you show the camera what suit you're wearing and then see if Raw Dog has such a bad life.
Shiny.
I'm not even looking at your fucking.
So, is he supposed to be a penis?
No, he's just a dickhead. That doesn't even look that bad.
That's not that bad.
Your penis isn't even in the sleeve. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Dude, those things are like...
Cock's gonna kick your cock's ass.
Those things...
I don't got what you're packing, but...
It's gonna give people a lot of self-esteem issues. That is like such a long...
It is some bullshit, Mike. Look, Mike, I just put it on as well. My dick is not filling the fucking snake. It's not. The only way this fight's going to happen, I'm going to have to pull the snake head all the way back onto the fucking pee-pee. It's a, whatever the snake is, what is the snake like about it? What is it, 10 inches?
It looks like it's like
it's a 10 inch
It looks like it's a 10 inch.
Yeah. So none of us are filling this fucking asshole of a pair of underwear that they make. I don't know why you have to look at this, Raw Dog.
Can you see?
Just stay in the dark over there. It's probably exciting.
It's kind of like a gimp.
Yeah, he's a shiny
in the corner.
Red gimp.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm excited to have you here with that mask on, Raw Dog.
Thank you.
I think we should go, now that we have the extension cord, we should now begin this contest. And we
Well, first is pissing.
The first event will be pissing.
All right, nobody needs to have an erection for that.
They don't. Okay. And I need a piss.
Okay.
When is this thing starting? Now?
Technical difficulties.
Anal dick knockouts! Woohoo! Swollen sword fighting!
This is the Coggle-On.
Oh, that was so stupid. Yeah. We had to wait and put that in the CD player?
All that build up.
I mean,
for
we've been talking about it for 4 days! 4 days have been dragging. Fucking me and Raw Dog hate each other. This has been the biggest downfall of the show ever. Is the decockathon or the decocka fuck off cock contest?
So what happened? Everybody flake?
Yeah, Raw Dog didn't want to be in it, and the Foxy the tranny was going to be in it. And she Mr. Fly and Mike had a friend that wanted to be in it, but he didn't really want to be in it. And then everyone
that's
else
what happens. That's why there's only a few guys in porn, you know?
It's funny. It reminds me of when action sports guys want to fight in Alice Mania. Like they all want to fight somebody who is at least half as good as them. Otherwise, they will not show up. They want to know for sure that they can beat the fuck out of some innocent dude.
Right.
Those are the judging sheets.
These are the judging sheets, and I'll be giving them to
they
the
look
judges.
They very official.
They are. They do. Look at that. Oh my God. Long distance piss. Alice versus Mike.
So, what are we rating, like, on a scale of 1 to
1 to 5.
1 to 5.
1 to 5.
Okay. Pissy. 5 being the best?
Yeah, the ultimate.
Yeah, right. The scorecards.
The long distance pissing contest. Then the tough one would be the cock Norris. Who can get a boner while you guys are masturbating and doing stuff to each other in front of us? And then when we get it hard, then we commence chopping these
the popsicle sticks
or the foam, the spaghetti.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. It was chopping spaghetti. Then is the dictionary where we will be told a word, and then we'll have paint on our penises, and we will paint the picture, and then somebody will be guessing. You know, I mean, who got the closest to the picture.
Okay.
Dictionary.
The only thing you really need a boner for is the popsicle one.
Is that. That's right. Then there'll be the fuck Raw Dog's face, where we'll be spinning around a machete blindfolded and then going over to Raw Dog and putting our cock in his mouth.
Not literally.
What?
Not literally. Yeah. That's a face. It's a mask.
Oh, okay.
And then, the big one, one of
that.
The tougher ones that I believe will be a hit sensation on AliceMania.com, Silence of the Lambs. Which is where you've got to flick your cock into the air and then bring it back down and catch it between your legs so it's in the back of your ass like a tranny.
So that one I think you can't have a boner for.
That's right. Yeah, that professional opinion
difficult.
There.
Yes, professional.
You know your cock, Joanna. And then we have the stomach slap, which is very similar to the Silence of the Lambs. How many times in under 45 seconds can you slap your cock on your stomach while standing there? You've got to flick it like a madman, Mike.
While standing?
While standing. Right. And I believe from behind some of the greatest video the world's ever seen of a man trying to fuck the sky. And then the final one will be the cock clamps. How many clamps can you get on your cock and balls?
Oh, man.
Why do you always want to put clamps on your balls?
Because I want fucking pain.
You do.
I do. I want you do like that. Good. I'll fucking stab you and fuck you, bitch.
She was clapping. They were both like, yay.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to. It's one, two. Okay, let's do this. Right?
Yeah.
No, I'm ready.
All right, let's pee on the streets.
You can only pee, so.
Yay, that's good.
Okay. Open the door, bitches who suck cock. We're now going to go out into Hollywood. Is there anybody in the swing house yet?
No.
Do we have pens?
Yes, I have pens for you.
Do you have the microphone and everything?
Let's give them the things. I got to turn the mic on. Raw Dog, let's keep Raw Dog here right now.
Raw Dog, you can take your mask off for a second.
Until you get set, and then we will go out there and throw it to... Then Raw Dog's going to have to run out there.
Yeah, I just think it'd be good to have Raw Dog out there.
Well, all right, go Raw Dog now, and I'll take them here.
Okay.
The mic is on the table out there.
Okay. Can everybody hear us so far?
Give me the Yeah.
Okay, somebody's got to be in here, like, talking.
Here we go.
Okay. So, is that mic working now?
That mic is hot.
That mic is hot.
Hey, excellent. Will you give them pins, Hannah? All right, the girls are going out there. They've got their judging sheets.
All right.
We are. And Ellis is going out to the outside. And what you've got right now is we've got a microphone hooked up that's going to go all the way outside. And it is way, way, way away from the studio because we're going to have the long distance piss contest right now.
All right. I don't know if anybody can hear me, but I'm here.
Yes, we got him. Tell him we got him.
We can get some confirmation. I'm out in the... It's still dark.
We're good.
It's not light yet. So I really hope I'm not just talking to myself in the dark. Mike is now out here with me, and we have video witnesses for AliceMania.com. I'm assuming people can hear me right now, yeah? You think so? Right, so I'm out here, and it's about the sun is about to show itself, but it is officially not showing itself at this point in time. But it is light enough for us to easily witness the urine that is going to hit the streets right now in potential glory so that there is not a fucking gecko cockfight. The lighting here is beautiful, says the shiny suit gimp, who is exposing his face.
I had to get out here.
Yeah, well, now you're out here, asshole. So come over here, because you're on the microphone.
I can't be on the microphone.
Put your hand out.
I can't judge anything if I can't see anything.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we didn't... Can we get... Here, give me that pen.
Do not poke my eyes out.
Come over here. We have to... Hold the microphone in my mouth. Right, hold the microphone.
Okay.
Ow. Stop it! Don't say... Oh, I didn't do anything.
Who's marking the distance? See anything? Oh my god. He just stab his eye out.
Yeah, this seems really dangerous.
Yeah. Be all right.
I still can't see anything. Ow!
Oh!
Yeah. Ow! This is stuck in here.
Kind of stabbed you. I kind of did stab him in the eye.
Yes,
just
and I can't maneuver.
Alright, show your face then! God damn it! Man, that thing is bright as a biatch.
I'll still keep this.
All right, take the microphone. Take the microphone.
Yes.
Because you're not in the decathlon. You're livening it up.
Yes, I am hosting the decathlon. Bet. Fuck off. Jason. Another competitor, Mike, are you ready? Header is full. I know that Jason has been drinking coffee nonstop, water, and has been ready for this moment out here in the Swing House parking lot.
It's sexy in the back.
This is disturbing, dude.
Why is it disturbing?
Why is it disturbing?
Just like,
you can see your dick just as much as you
can. Coming out in this shiny suit.
Okay,
because you made me wear zero underwear. Okay. Dude. We need tape.
We're gonna have chalk at
the... Yeah, I think we're marking it with sidewalk chalk on the ground. What are we aiming towards?
How long is it? For where we stay. Yeah. I know.
Okay, we only have so much room to maneuver. Yeah, only as long as we're talking through here.
Don't stop moving around so much. You're shorting the cord and making noise on the air.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
That's your hosting
Okay, I will stand right here and host. I'm watching the competitors as they're getting in position. Are you guys ready? Okay. I'm going to have to watch it somehow. I mean... Right. Okay. Who is in charge of the piss marker? That sounds like it, I can't do it. Come on, Skinner Asphyxia, one of you guys. Awesome. Jason is jumping up and down, getting his snake ready. God, this is... I do not want to look at this. Ah. You're fucking... Stop, dude, Mike. Mike is also just slapping his dick up and down. I can't look away. I'm judging this. I'm judging.
Okay. You can do it after the fact, but you need to shit.
Yeah, after you pee.
There's a lawn. It's the lawn.
Okay. I believe it. You got about evenly away from that dumpster. So just aim towards the dumpster. Yes. Okay, do we have chalk?
Who is the marker person?
Who has chalk? We are chalking the ground, preparing the line, so that there is no cheating of any sort.
On your mark?
Jason is... Alright, everybody's got to quiet down so that Jason can pee. Jason is going to pee. I'm going to be silent so he can completely concentrate. Oh. All right. Got his first blast forward. Got a little hook going. He's still peeing. He cannot stop. He's not attempting for distance anymore. He's just kind of pissing where he stands. He's just pissing on the line. He says, I can't stop it from coming out. He's shaking it off. But it looks like he got a good hook there, a good burst. But I think it could be beaten.
All right.
Joanna, how would you judge that display of piss distance?
No, well, put here. I think that's some pretty good distance.
I'm the piss champion.
That looks solid. Mike, are you ready?
I'm yeah, fucking amped now. Mike, you're a fucking
guys,
bitch.
What you guys didn't see was this big explosion. A piss coming out. Dude, that was crazy. I was wondering how the hell he was going to do that. I heard him talking
A
about
big
that.
Explosion of piss. Mike is already intimidated.
The water balloon.
Mike is already intimidated. You're going to have to counter with your own explosion. Here we go.
I'm going to win this.
All right. Mike is going to the line, being careful not to step in Ellis's leftover piss puddle. He's moving a little bit to the left so he doesn't have to stand on the piss. He's unsheathing his snake. Preparing to pee. I'm going to be silent again so he's able to concentrate. No pee shyness. Keeping a lively banner going. Oh, and he's going! He's attempting for distance. Hasn't really gotten it there so far. He's going to have to get a good explosion going. Trying to whip it forward. Not succeeding.
This is fucking the sky, right?
This is just sad here.
It's over.
He's tried his hardest, and he's not even getting a third of the distance that Jason got.
I've easily won this part of the contest. How many feet did I beat him by?
I would venture, do we have a tape measure? I'd say that's at least 6 feet. No, not 6 feet, but still, an easy win.
What are you marking out of?
1 to 5.
Yep.
5 being the best.
Judges. Marking your
Can
scores.
Can you say roughly how many feet my pee was? Because I do like to have that. In
Jason,
there.
That's rough.
All right, and we lost completely. Oh, there it goes. It's back. I don't know what's going on out there.
Yeah.
Feels like a foot. And I did 9 feet. I could piss 9 feet.
I think yours is closer to 6 or 7 feet.
It is nine.
That's nine. Here, if you're 6 feet tall, you can lay down. That'll give us an idea. Or you're not going to lay down. Or you're just using your actual feet. Okay. All right. We're returning to the studio. With one event down, Jason is so far the winner in today's Dickathlon. And we're going back live into the Swing House studio. Thank you.
Okay, back in the studio. So there you go. First event, you took it.
I told you I'd take it. Why is this thing on?
All right. Welcome back to the show. Inside the studio, I am so far the undisputed champion. I knew I'd win the longest piss.
And you won by a good distance, right?
I did a 12-foot piss.
12-foot piss?
Yeah.
That's solid.
Thank you.
That's solid. Dude.
Thank you. Mike is surely fucked.
Come on, ladies.
In this contest. Now, the next contest is the one that we've all been waiting for.
Slide in there real quick first.
Okay. I believe. Are we right? Am I right on this one? Is the next one the boner one? Because there's no point everybody coming in here now.
Yeah. Oh, if we're doing a boner, I keep everybody out.
Is that the next event? Or do you want to have that later?
We can go any order you want to go in.
Well, what order do you want to go in? Let's get it figured out here. What does it say on the scorcher?
Cock Norris.
Cock Norris, that is the boner.
So this is the boner. Where is this happening? There's not a lot of room in here to jump up and down.
Have a seat right there, bro.
Well, this isn't jump up and down. This is the getting a boner.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ready? Let me get out.
We doing that in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't be in here.
Hold on.
All right. Want me to leave the camera rolling?
I don't. Well, let's decide that right now. Because I feel like, is it weird?
It's weird.
I could be erect on the radio, but I can't be erect on camera.
Right.
Like you
then
can,
you
I'm
cross
not even.
The line.
I'm saying not even even. Just knowing that in the behind the camera, I'm erect. I don't want that. I don't think that we need to do that.
Okay.
All right. You can just hear on the audio.
I'll explain what's going
on. Right there. The girls can be like, you're not fucking erect. And that's as far as it's going to go.
All right.
Okay.
We decided before we should do Pictionary last, because you're going to have paint on your dick at the very
smart
end.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
There it is.
So that'll probably be the last
one. Oh. I think he learned that from me.
Am I going first or is Mike going first?
Somebody is getting dirty. You're doing last.
I think Mike should go first because I was first at the pissing thing.
That sounds only fair to me.
Does that sound fair?
That sounds fair, yeah.
Right. That sounds fair. Yeah.
So Mike, you want to get in here and I'm going to leave because I do not want to see you jack off.
Now remember, just
and what's
plans.
The what do we have? Like, what's the time limit?
So it's just us judging.
Well, he has to get hard, and then he has to chop these.
All right.
As soon as you get hard, your dick has to be in the snake, and then the spaghetti is pulled out. Have everything chopped. If he can chop through the spaghetti, then bring out the foam blocks. Because if you can get through a thick foam block. Then he's the winner, because I don't think anyone's going to do that. But we have the thinner block and then the thicker block.
And spaghetti, we'll know by how much spaghetti you break in the pack.
Right. Okay, well, let's just do the spaghetti.
Do I have
girls
a
hold,
second?
Hold it, I guess. Hold
can
side.
I change into my boner outfit?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You have a, so I didn't know that we were going to bring boner outfits.
Your boner outfit skin is take is your fucking clothes off.
Oh, no. Oh, no, we can't do that.
So who's holding the spaghetti?
You're wearing a what?
Well, you know, I'm wearing, like, these vintage underwear. They're really, like, big and, like, tall and come up really high.
What kinds of?
I think they're hot.
Well, then so do I.
You look hot in everything.
Yeah.
But I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm completely into whatever the hell you're wearing.
All right, I'm out of here.
Well, they are big.
They are big, but they're beautiful.
Well, Mike, are you nervous about it?
No, I'm not really nervous.
This is a big deal right now. You realize that...
I thought I'd be way more nervous than this.
There's a lot of pressure on you right now. You're going to have to try to manipulate your penis into getting hard, and then as soon as it's ready...
So where are we going to be over here in a line? Like,
yeah, you just got to be, you know, I mean, like if you want to stand there and do whatever in front of them, and they're going to do whatever in front of you.
So the girl's going to be holding the spaghetti?
No, they're going to hold the spaghetti when you're hard.
Right.
And then you're going to chop it.
All right, we're doing like one, maybe.
And the spaghetti needs to be.
More.
I believe the spaghetti would need to be supported by something. I don't think you can actually have the handle. I think when he gets hard, are we gonna have to come in for that? I'm gonna win. Just the way Skin's looking at me right now, I'm gonna get hard. I know I am. Just get evil at me. I'm like, yeah. When that's directed at me, I'm just, fuck yeah. I'm going to stab myself.
Yeah.
I've got knives. I'm going to cut my chest open.
I like it.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
I wonder if that'll work. But somebody needs to stretch a real idiot, stupid people.
What's going on?
Well, when he chops the, because we need, you know, men, we need the girls can't just do everything. When he chops the spaghetti, are we going to hold the spaghetti? Because that's going to have a shock in it. There needs to be a, you know, it needs to be a thing that it's on.
You want to put it on like two planks, okay?
Yeah, and it needs to be ready. I mean, if these guys, if we get up, how long?
Set it up on a
bed. As we've said, how long is, you know, how long are we going to get up for?
Where do you want to do it? Just show me where you want to do it, and I'll set it up.
We can put it.
You want to do it right here on the counter?
It has to be on the counter, yeah.
Okay, let's clear. We need to move all this stuff, and then
yeah, move the cupcake and everything else. Let's get it all out of here.
Sorry. I love that there's a cupcake.
That's the loser gets to headbutt that.
That's even better.
Yeah.
So you don't want to eat it.
Do you think these would work as planks?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
No? I mean, if you put one on the bottom, one on top, it might kind of hold them in.
Maybe the boxes.
Maybe.
All right. The boxes right here on the table there.
Is that you have to chop an entire thing of it?
Yeah. You chop it. And
box?
An entire box of spaghetti you have to...
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to do the whole box.
See, we need, we need it to be taped together.
Okay, give it to me. I'll do it.
Can we get some tape, please?
Really
oh, here, hold it. All right.
Okay. That's a lot of spaghetti. I think there's no way you get it through that.
Yeah, but it's just how many... So then we got to count how many broken ones there are.
Here we go.
That's a fucking badly thought out idea.
I was going to say, I'd say, 5 or 10 strands of spaghetti. That'll be kind of a... I think your dick's not going to do more than that.
You don't know what my dick can do.
Okay.
You don't know my dick.
And the greatest thing about it is everybody's going to find out. In a few minutes, my dick's going to be famous.
It's not already?
No.
It's not quite there.
This is it. My dick's getting an agent.
Here you go.
Here it is.
Is this too high? Right there?
No, that's fine. Perfect. Okay. Couldn't be better.
Okay, give me the other pack. I'll get it ready.
Should we put stuff on top to kind of hold it in place, or do we not need it?
No,
it's one chop. That's it.
Okay.
You
know what, girls?
One chop is not.
Girls, when he is hard,
one chop is not going to do that. Yeah. Man.
If he is hard, then someone can. When he is ready to chop it, can the girls just hold the spaghetti? Joanna.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
You're looking extremely hot, and I cannot wait to jack off.
Walked in a nurse outfit.
Ladies,
huge
Joanna, when he is ready to chop.
I use skin. Oh, wow.
Oh, God, I'm looking at it.
I brought stuff.
What are those?
I don't know.
Oh, you're going to beat people up?
I'm going to hit them.
Yeah. Okay, so you got to hold.
That's what it takes.
Watch this, girls. You got to hold this down so when he hits it, it doesn't fall off the table.
Okay.
Remember that when he's hot.
Okay.
All right.
So wait, he's got to get hard.
He's gonna get hard right now.
While we do a little show.
While you do a little show.
While we do a little. There's not much space here to do a show.
You know,
we can figure it out.
We're professionals.
We are professionals. Here, look. Maybe we can. Maybe you can. You can tie her up.
You want me to get naked?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
So we have to make sure he does this?
Yeah, stay back there. You're not getting hard right now, are you?
I'm waiting for you to get out of the room.
All right, good luck.
Give us cuckling. So after he's hard, he's gotta break
chop that. The cuckle on.
Okay. Do we have a time limit?
Yes. We're going to time it out there, but we're not going to tell you the time because that's going to ruin your boner thing.
Okay.
But good luck, Mike.
Thanks, Ellis.
It's like I have... My
ready,
own.
Set, go!
Alright, ready?
Okay.
Set, go. Okay. Alright, Skin. Have you ever seen my friend Skin's body? Because it's pretty nice. Do you like it?
You like it?
Mm, do you want to see her tits?
Hell yeah.
I think you should show him your tits.
Oh, I'm getting to that. But you know what? Asphyxia has a really good pair, too.
She does. look at that.
What the hell?
Hang on. Stop the clock.
All right, guys.
I've changed my mind. The camera should... Oh, my God. Whoever doesn't get hard is a fucking...
Turn it down.
What down? Oh. Film the camera. You can film the girls. Good, just make sure you're not in the video at all. You're too good. There's got to be documentation of this. I can't just let it be like...
For me?
Yeah. No. I'm like, now I need to see it. Make sure you are not in the camera at all. Except for the karate chop.
You just going to be on camera?
Yeah, but it's in the... Are you okay with that? We'll take it out. We'll take it out.
Yeah, you'll figure it out.
Just no jacking off in the camera.
If it's weird. Just if.
Is the fisheye keeping him away? Where can he be?
How far can I get? Am I in?
You guys did not block this.
I can't believe I'm allowing this, but okay, here we go. Get the camera off him.
I'm out.
A V cam? What's that?
You
have an
V cam? It's a big deal.
Let's go. Let's go.
He's got a sock on. It's not a big
Take
deal.
Take it too long. Let's go.
All right.
No, he's got to go.
All right, we're ready.
Okay, get out.
Oh, I forgot.
Wait, hold on.
Fucking the show.
I know.
Alright, so you can tie her up. Don't think.
I can't wait to jack off.
It's really, it just sticks to itself.
No, I'm not gonna break it off.
Just tug it. That's what it's meant for.
Okay, go, dude.
So it shouldn't be beginner bonus anyway. Alright. So as we were doing before.
Mm-hmm.
Before we were rudely interrupted by the person in charge of the radio show, let's see these panties that you were talking about.
Wow,
I really like them. I think they're hot. Yeah, turn around. I think it makes your butt look really good.
You like that, baby?
You like that? Yeah.
That's nice.
Look at these tits. And now Skin is, she's licking her tits and she's putting them in her mouth. I love these girls. Well, I think we're being a little too nice to Skin. I think she's been like a little bit bad.
I think so,
she's
too.
Been really bad.
What did I do?
So I think that you should tie her up.
Any excuse to tie her up.
Yeah, I think you should tie her up. Get her arms together. Yeah. I think you should tie her up. Mm-hmm. You could take more tape. We have a whole lot of tape here. You can conserve it.
Get some more.
I know that Skin likes to be smacked around.
Yeah. Oh.
Let me see. Can I reach from here? Does that feel good?
Yeah.
You like being smacked on your tits? Oh. I'm gonna turn around, bend over. Let's show that ass. Yeah. Wearing panties like a little 5-year-old would wear. You fucking sick pervert.
Don't say that.
Yeah. You want an East smacker around?
Oh my god.
And now Asphyxia is smacking Skin with a whip. And I think Skin really likes it.
Oh,
it's like painful, but it feels really good.
What is that made out of?
Oh, nice. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Do you like watching that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bend over just like that. Smack your girlfriend around.
That's it. Did you do it?
No.
Well, maybe you can chop it.
Can you try and chop it now?
All right, knuckles. Make sure his knuckle doesn't
sure
hit.
It's in the...
Just chop it.
It's in the frame.
Don't worry about the camera. Just chop the noodles.
You didn't do nothing.
Nothing.
I got some.
You didn't get some. You did nothing.
Man.
You guys, get out. You're terrible. Let's get this shit underway. You're fucking bitches. You're a bitch. What is that? What did he do?
Nothing.
What is that? Two?
No, he did chop like 4 out of the entire pack of spaghetti.
4
strands.
Fucking bullshit.
All right, are we ready for round 2?
You guys.
Why don't you get your tits out?
I was waiting.
I was saving him.
Ready?
I was saving him. All right.
God damn it, Aaron. I can tell it's not going to work.
All right.
Oh, no.
You guys need to get me out of these
clothes.
You have
to say weird shit. Yeah.
All right. All right, Jason.
Don't fucking laugh
it's
anymore.
It's the moment you've been waiting for.
Fucking shoe sales. You guys going to do
okay.
shit.
All right. Okay.
Oh, my God. These tits. I love your tits.
Yeah. Oh, that feels really good. Oh, fuck.
You like you having your titties?
Yeah, I like having my titties slapped around.
Take your pants off.
My pants?
Yes, whatever. Take them off. No joggy.
Oh, red nose cheeks. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jason, how long have you waited to stick something in my ass? You just want to take that whole fucking microphone and stick it in my ass, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Put your face in the Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That tastes so good.
Yeah, do that again.
Yeah, here, taste
it. Taste that
pussy.
Oh my god. She just spit all over him.
You liked it when I spit in her face?
Yeah.
Do you want me to spit in your face? Is that going to help?
Is that cheating?
I don't know.
I'm fucking doing it. No, if it's cheating.
Yeah! Do you like it when I spit
okay,
in your
hot.
Face?
I'm
all right, I see your fucking cock, yeah.
I want to see your cock break
that fucking stack of noodles.
Yeah, like keep talking.
Really want to see your cock. I want to see you smack your fucking hard cock against those noodles.
Oh, it didn't break. I broke way more than
you've been a bad boy, and now you have to break the noodles.
Ow! You can take the noodles and stick them in my ass. I hurt my balls and my nothing.
I think you guys should have stuck with the box.
We kind of told you that an entire packet of
Give me the phone! Give me the phone right now! Phone! Quickly!
I want to see your hard cock break something, or I'm going to be so disappointed in you.
Hold it!
Hold it! Fucking break it!
Hold it! Hold it! Hold it! Here we go! Oh, why is it a... it's flexing. Hold it tighter. I could be in porn. I screw up. God damn it.
Yay!
How much of your spit do I have in my face?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just nothing.
Man, I'm getting my chick to spit on me. That was cool.
I had to come up with something.
Yeah.
Okay, smell us.
All right.
Well, he broke the foam. I don't know if anyone could break those noodles.
Yeah, that was.
How many noodles did you break, Jason?
I don't know. No, not a lot.
Yeah.
Look it.
Did you really need the whole pack of spaghetti?
Yeah, like, I think that was insane that you were going to get the whole pack of spaghetti.
What's crazy is we didn't plan anything out, which never happens on this show.
Very, very unusual for us.
I'm really.
Sure, we have proof. He broke the foam. And he definitely got an erection.
Yeah. So I could do it.
I saw Jason Ellis's erect penis.
I saw it.
And I didn't touch it. He was able to get it just by looking. Everybody should know, including Jason Ellis's wife, nobody touched it. I just spit in his face. I hope it's okay that I spit in your husband's face.
That was it, because there was a thing that was happening before that sealed the deal. I'm not going to get into it.
Which was?
I'm not going to
get into it. You already got into it.
It was Asphyxia's face looking at me when she was beating up Joanna Angel.
Dictionary's next.
It's a beautiful thing.
Dictionary's next. I'm still a little bit. I'm still like filling my steak.
Right,
I'm in business.
It's still like half-hearted.
hard.
I'm in business. You can't film it.
That is talented. Should we frame this?
It should be.
Should we hang it up on the wall?
I should sign that and sell it on eBay.
Historical memorabilia.
My only problem with that is I didn't get to finish. That's like, I gotta finish myself.
Well, you'll be back in that snake soon enough.
I knew I could do it! Fucking Joanna trying to psych me out, I knew I could do it! I'll do it all day, I don't know. I'm not scared of anybody.
At the end of the day, Jason Ellis...
Do I have spit on my face? I do?
You do?
On my chin? You guys are just gonna let me talk? Are you about to spit on my chin?
Hey.
I really like that.
Like, she come up close to me. You grab my neck. Like, I don't believe. Like, I just had an erection in my hand, and you grabbed me by the neck and spat on my face. And you guys were licking each other.
Yeah.
Yes, we
were. It was
awesome.
I liked it.
I always do.
I'm ready for this contest because I still have a dick that's in the sock. I'm not down. That's how good I am. Well, I'm down a little bit, but I'm ready. I can do a video.
All right.
Next event, let's go.
You're like 80%. At the end of the day, Jason Ellis had an erection, Mike did not. Therefore, Jason Ellis is the winner of that contest.
Thank you, the host of the Decathlon Raw Dog.
Oh, and everybody's been waiting for this.
You're so hot, Joanna.
What?
I look at you differently now.
Really?
Yeah, you're hot.
Things weird?
Yeah.
Your friendship's never going to be the same.
I think it's fine.
No?
I think it's fine. Every time I see you, I'm just going to have to spit in your face now.
And I'm going to check off every time you do it. Don't do it on the streets. I'll get arrested. You can meet my wife for lunch. You can spit in my face. I'm jacking off. Sorry, babe. It's just what I have to do when she does that.
I'll be like, I have a secret.
I need to be spit on.
I know. Do you think that's... I'm going to tell my wife to spit on me.
I think you should. I'd be honored.
You're not lying.
I'd like to know about it.
I will tell you about it. I might be jacking off when I tell you about it. All right, the next contest is what?
Is the Fuck Raw Dog's Face contest.
Fuck Raw Dog's Face contest!
Everybody's favorite.
I love it.
Fuck yeah!
Where's the machete? Here it is.
The machete is ready. My face is apparently ready.
Here is the machete.
Oh, whoa, you weren't kidding.
You're not actually going to have to stab or hurt anybody with that. You're using that to spin around.
But I will cut myself.
Who's holding Rodog's face? Ellis, who's going to hold Rodog's face for this one? The judges?
What about if I just had sex with you guys holding this?
It's not even doing anything, but just holding it in one
hand. Just holding it?
Sure. Yeah.
Ready? Yeah, you want that asphyxia?
Like, paralyzed or something.
You want that?
Just to hold that?
No. Do you want me to hold that when I'm in you?
This is mine.
All right, hello, come, whatever. This is a stupid.
Let's fuck Rollock's face.
BurningAngel.com. That's all I have to say. The only reason this show is any good anymore is because of BurningAngel.com. Shit show without her. Don't turn in on Monday. You're not here on Monday, right? You should be my co-host and the director of my movie. I should stab you, Raw Dog. Okay. Right, let's go. Right. I'm first because I went last.
Grab that microphone, Raw Dog.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Where's the blindfold?
Oh, you're going out into the green room because we are preparing for the third event.
I always have fun on this show.
The fun.
I really like
the squeaking
his panties.
I like those.
Those are so cute.
Judges will have you hold the Raw Dog's face like right here on the stick once they spin around. They're going to spin 10 times around the machete, and then they have to fuck Raw Dog's face over here. So we need somebody to hold up Raw Dog's face.
That's like an actual dick.
Just hold that right there.
What's he doing with the machete?
It's like he's going to spin around it. He's going to get dizzy.
Oh, okay. I was
Yeah.
I thought he was spinning the machete.
No.
I thought he was spinning the machete with his dick. I was like, this is really dangerous.
It's inside of a sock.
Right.
But it's still
like
a dick.
Underwear.
Stop being a pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you then.
You're the one who wanted to have a decathlon.
Back up. Oh, watch the machete there, dude.
I don't think you give a fuck about the machete. Hold the fucking dick and tell me to spin.
All right. Jason has put on his shirt like an executioner's mask.
Ready?
Wow. He's preparing to spin.
Hey, you gotta time it.
Wait, how do you time it?
Times around.
If you gotta time, who gets who fucks his face faster?
Who's got the clock?
I got the timer.
All right. Idiot! I don't always have to fucking do everything myself!
Ready?
Are we ready?
Are you timing on?
Are you ready, Jason?
Yes!
Okay!
Then, go!
Go! One time around, two times around, Jason is in top form, you're three. Spinning very in complete control here. He is at five spins. Starting to get a little bit dizzy, moving his arms around.
Seven, eight.
Slowing down just a little bit here. Nine. Is he going to be able to find his balance here at 10?
Ten.
You're stopped.
Right, ladies,
now,
yell, sorry, don't
looking
here,
around. He's got to try to find the dick. Oh, God! Jason just grabbed my dick on the way to my face.
I grabbed your dick.
Through my fucking suit. Trying to get a hold of my hand. Stumbling a little bit, crashing against the face.
It's in.
43 seconds. 43.1 seconds.
Oh. You made me chuck up.
Well, yeah. Did you want to see him fuck my face?
The judge says there was no fucking in that face.
Is that a disqualification?
That was a proper face fucking.
All right.
He's going for a more full face.
Okay, give him the blindfold.
I'm going to vomit. Right.
Okay.
Man, that was like a really...
Do you need some water?
That really made me feel sick.
Alright, who's next?
Mike's up, here we go.
Mike
is getting the blindfold on.
You're a shit announcer.
Thank you.
Here's my mic over here.
Mike is preparing to fuck my face next. He's wearing an Awesome World t-shirt showing he's completely dedicated to the game.
Sit down.
His snake is at full flaccidity. He is
ready,
ready to go.
Is that a word?
Go!
And he's spinning around. At and one.
Oh, it's in the bag. I couldn't see, but I couldn't see, but I'm pretty sure I was spinning faster than that, right?
Make this tougher for Mike.
Like a weird beat.
I've done this thing before. It's no joke. It does get tricky by the end. Sometimes it's hard to find your beat. Five. Halfway through.
Look at that dude.
Pulling this out. He's picking up speed. He's doing all right. Seven. Eight.
Go.
Almost there, dude. Nine.
Come on.
Ten. Ladies, call him.
All right. He's got to find it, dude.
Go.
You're moving forward. You're so close. You're almost there. Come on, bro. You got to find the hole. You're so close, dude. I'm sorry to tell you this, dude, you were 44 seconds, which puts you 1 second behind Jason Ellis.
Oh, so close. Damn. Snap.
Excellent effort nonetheless, though. So close.
Wow.
You did a great job on the spinning, dude. You were just a little bit slower trying to find my face.
Now what's the next contest?
Next event!
Next event is going to stretch.
Next event, Silence of the Lambs!
Oh.
Yeah!
In honor of the 1990 Jonathan Demme movie, Silence of the Lambs, where contestants are going to tuck their dick inside of their legs as many times in a row as possible.
You're first, Mike.
So, are you doing the jump, or are you just...
You've got to... It's how many times can you flick your dick and balls in the air and catch it in your ass?
God.
In 30 seconds.
Okay. How many times you can catch it in your ass?
Yeah. So, Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
That's why I say Silence of the Lambs, right. Obviously.
You're going to have to lose your t-shirt, big boy.
You have to go in the studio.
Why?
Studio.
You want to do that here?
Do it. You know what? Do it in front of the girl. The girls are right there, right, so here. Slap your dick in front of into your just ass.
Let them count.
No. Face them. Because that way...
Like right here?
You know, face, yeah.
Right?
Can't he move back a little bit?
Yeah
but you want to time this one?
Well, where should he do it?
I think out there.
Yeah, do it out there then.
Room.
Yeah.
You can still see us.
That's true. It'll make it a little bit easier.
Which way should he face?
Face us.
Face them. They're counting. The judges count.
Face us here. We have to, every time it has to be in your, it has to be in there so it looks like a vagina.
Ready?
So really get it all the way in, dude. Are you ready?
Where's your dick?
Are you ready?
Better go in there. Let me see it disappear. Ready when you are.
Set. Go!
All right.
That's not it.
You gotta catch
that's
it
not it.
Legs. You gotta catch it all the way in between your legs, dude. So it's gotta go all the way in so it looks like you have no dick whatsoever.
It's flicking back and forth.
When you, so you gotta
oh, that's that one? You gotta show the judges. You gotta show the judges.
I saw it.
They saw it. That counted.
I saw it.
What are you doing?
Does that count?
Face the judges.
I saw it.
Yeah. Keep going.
5 seconds left.
That's three.
You're three.
That was four. No.
Time.
That was three and a half.
Time.
Three.
We counted that as three.
No chance against me.
All right. Jason Ellis is preparing to enter the green room.
More important things in life than
I will show you how to swing a fucking dick in the
air. He's obviously practiced the silence of the land.
Are you ready? Say where this goes. Ready?
Go.
All right.
Fuck.
Keep going.
One.
Jason got one.
Two.
Jason got two.
Three.
Jason got three.
Four. All day, just
pull up. Not quite.
Five.
But five. Getting a lot of these consecutively. Six. Seven! Oh, pull a sexy face on seven.
Oh my god.
Because he's in seventh grade skateboarder.
Eight!
Finger on the lips.
Nine!
Can you get to 10 to 30? Keep going. Seven!
I liked your poses in between.
Oh, I like the poses. Yeah. That was a nice touch.
Thank you!
Oh, hey, along the same lines, we're going in straight into the stomach slap.
All right. This is another timed event where you see how many maneuvers you can do in 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds. Stomach slap.
This time Jason is first. Will he be winded from his last round of silence of the
labs? Count them out loud. You gotta have a microphone so you can hear the slap.
All right.
Sit. Hang on. Go.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He's just cracking up laughing.
What is that?
It's like a real ab workout you got there.
It does.
It should be like an exercise tape.
So 5 seconds!
Judges!
There's no way that video is going anyway.
20 slaps to the stomach within 30 seconds.
Go up close and count.
We're counting that as 20.
Okay.
Ready?
Alright, Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Alright.
Go!
Go!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Amazing rhythm he's working into here.
Shit, I could be out of this one. I love how I'm watching it. Like, move, I can't see it. I really want to see it.
Keep going, dude, keep going. You're going
he's gassing,
No, that wasn't touching his stomach. A couple of those weren't
actually.
Time!
Right,
how many was
that? That round.
How many did you get?
It was 35.
35! Mike working into an amazing stomach slapping rhythm.
Yeah, 30.
Pulling out and winning his first event in the stomach slapping competition.
It was a good effort.
That was fantastic.
I'll give it to him.
Okay, Mike. Two events left.
I couldn't compose myself. I just knew that ellismania.com has become the my demise.
two events left. You've got cock clamps and dictionary.
Right. So cock clamps is first, right?
Let's roll with it.
Let's roll with first. Cock clamps.
Good luck, Mike, with how many clamps
perhaps
you can put on your cock.
Perhaps the most events in the entire gauntlet.
It's a great event. I'm really psyched on it so far because I'm the greatest.
I came up with some possible.
All right. You got a red dragon tattoo under your ribs? Holy shit.
Dedicated.
I gotta get a raise. You gotta think that, right? I mean,
yeah.
I just got people with tattoos. Mike is a fierce competitor, bouncing back now. If you win the next two events, that will be three events to you, and how many events to me?
Four.
So there's no way you can beat me.
You're already up, but if there's a point system, so technically if he like blows you away,
right.
He can come back and beat you in points.
Right, gotta be composed. Stay focused.
Yeah. Don't get cocky.
Wide open, stay focused.
Man,
how are you feeling?
I feel good.
Alright, who's going first on this, Mike?
I'm jacking off and spitting on somebody in the next 2 hours, I know that.
Alright, we're bringing Mike in here.
Gray versus Mean, oh my god. Wow, that's a
Mike,
lot of
in here.
Clothespins there.
So last time you guys were here, he put clothespins on his balls?
Not clothespins, clamps.
Ladies, let me, you do the honors, Shaft, bowl, I mean, the whole deal, what he can do, we start off with the clamps first to whether he can actually handle or not. That's the question. Because the clamps are a motherfucker. Yeah.
I've had those things on my nipples, and that was pretty... And I like pants, so...
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty, like, oh.
Well said. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to this, this is the Decathlon, the Decocalypse Now contest, who has the greatest pecker in the world. And I'm winning. And Joanna Angel is here, joannaangel.com, burningangel.com, and asphyxia, at asphyxia, she will talk about
with an H
smoking pot and just being a stripper that's, you know, just take advantage of me at the club. Anybody goes down there, can do whatever they want to me.
And no, she's the one that's the one that does whatever she wants to them.
Yeah.
Right. She's the dumb good one. I'm the sub.
You like to be beaten.
Yeah. That's why we work so well together. She beats me up and I take it.
And that's why you've been set on fire.
Yes.
And that's hot. I can't stop looking at Mike's pecker. You're a true competitor, Mike. Let's get these clamps on. I see
we should give him like a round of applause.
Why? For what he's about to go through? I'll do that. I'll do that. Yeah, the only dude that would show up.
Yeah,
I know.
You
just
up,
so you know, what's your shoe size?
9.5.
I'm getting you Globe shoes, whatever one you want. Go on globe.tv or whatever it is and fucking tell me and I'll order them. Nixon watch, fucking, I'll get you a Harden Huntington t-shirt, Red Dragon t-shirt. I'm going to hook you up, right?
Sweet.
Because you're a true competitor. I respect you for that. Are we ready to place the clamps on Mike's penis and ball area? For the decathlon.
I'm ready.
All right.
Can't believe you couldn't get it up, Mike. Why couldn't you get it up?
Too many things going through my head.
Isn't it weird?
Oh,
did you spit on Mike's face?
I didn't spit on his face.
I was already getting hard before you spit on my face.
First.
Man, I love, it's weird. I like your holes and stuff, Joanna. It's like, wow, I'm like, man, hold in there, hold in there. Let me in there. I had to go there, because at first, I'll tell you, when you took your boobies out, I was like, fuck, it's Joanna's boobies. I'm not even
going to
look, yeah, but too. I've never seen them like I want to jack off on them.
Right.
Because I knew you before
right.
I watched you do anything.
Right.
So I immediately go, no, I don't want to look at those. That's not right. Like, there's a not right button in there. Like, that's not right. I'm going to look at skin. I'm going to look at asphyxia. And I'm like, but they're doing way more shit to Joanna. Uh-oh, Joanna's pussy just came out. I mean, it would be weird to focus on Joanna punching skin in the face while asphyxia is doing something to
we give you a lot to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really just focused on your vagina and your asshole. And it really worked out.
So it wasn't really me. It was like disconnected.
Oh, no, it was you. I knew it. You've got a really nice ass.
Well, thank you.
Probably one of the better asses I've ever seen in a white girl.
Squats.
Is that what that is? You're a fit motherfucker, huh? How'd you lose to Raw Dog?
What?
Look how fit you are.
Oh, yeah, I am in good shape. I don't know. That was a strange... That's a different kind of strength.
It's so crazy that all of a sudden they want to bone you. Like you're surpassing these other two psychopaths right now.
Hey.
Hey, when I say psychopaths, I'm... You're my idols. You're my idols.
Don't insult the girls.
We're not, if my wife leaves me, I'm going to hang out like you guys are the Beatles out the front of your house. And sleep in the bushes. And then sometimes you're going to ask if I want to come in and you make me a cup of tea or something and tell me that it's all going to be okay. And then I'll be okay.
So you'll be like our little stray dog.
I'll be your fan. Yes. I'll be your number one fan. You guys need anything? You hungry? You want some stuff? You look cold. Do you need a blanket, a back rub?
Now that I can... I like that.
Like a little helper.
I would be in love with you guys. Let's put some clamps on Mike's dick.
All right.
Ready, set, go.
These ones?
No, they're going to do it.
Oh, all we're right. going to do it. Oh, we're right. doing it? Come on, girls. You guys are pretty gross.
We do.
Well, those are the last ones, if you can handle these ones, because these are the ones that are going to seal it anyway. You ain't going to make it.
Inflicting the pain.
Yeah,
there's no way you're going to make it. Remember, what is your safe word?
I don't want to be scream at me.
My safe word?
Yeah.
I'm not going to scream
stop.
At you.
Okay, stop's a good one.
If you say stop, I go red.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can do stuff to him if you want to help him out.
Yeah, she'll just keep going if you just say stop.
Right, so say...
Go.
Those are on your shaft. Is that fine?
You want to feel the pressure?
That's what this is?
Okay.
Wait, I mean,
I can't look.
Okay, Mike.
Six is funny.
No!
Mike's face is... You alright, Mike?
Keep going.
You can take that?
That's good.
Mike looks like he's really worried about what's going to happen. Joanna is beating him with a pink whip on the nipples.
This hurts more.
That hurts more? Skin, you want to put some on him? Why don't you guys both get in there on his genitals and put stuff on there?
Okay.
You got some on the balls there? Man.
Where are you supposed to put? I don't think you're supposed to use those on the
dick. You're not, but that's okay. I've done it. It leaves a mark, but it goes away.
Make them tighter?
Oh. Now it's starting to feel it. What's that?
Does that hurt?
A little bit.
You sure you want to continue?
I got to win at least one more, Jason. You gonna beat me in this too?
Why, are you gonna tap out? You gonna tap out? That doesn't hurt?
Oh my god.
Oh, you guys are bitches. Look at that. You put that clamp on way too hard. Skin is gonna evil face and she's getting real. You're fucked, dude. You are. Oh god, don't pull on him!
No,
I don't. Oh! Oh, man, what is that? Is that on your knob?
Oh, yeah, that's
on your knob. Oh, they're clamping your knob! Oh, you're beating the shit out of it.
Woo!
Oh, no, in the ball sack.
It's like right on the ridge.
Oh, she's going to put it on the ball sack.
Oh, shit.
There's no more. There's no more. We got those.
Yeah, now we're going to put those on.
Oh, my God.
You can decorate and make it more colorful. Yeah.
Wow, Skin is really into torturing dudes. You're gonna clamp the knob. You're gonna close hang the. Oh, it pinched his knob! Oh!
I'm gonna stay on now.
You're just gonna shove it up into his legs? You're not even looking at where it's clamping!
I am.
Maybe we should just finish it off.
Oh, you're fucked. Oh, there God!
No.
They won't even clamp on? What are these? The clothes pegs.
Oh, you do it. You did it right.
What?
Yeah.
How's that feel?
I don't even know where to go now.
You're not going to... You're done. No. But you don't have any more room. You don't have any more room. How many is it? Let's count them all off. Take them off. Who's the pain it's going to be when they take it off?
Okay. One. You weren't putting them on very hard.
Four.
Oh, that's on the knob. Oh, girl! Oh, that was a huge...
My bad.
Six. Seven. Eight.
God, yours are fucking on hard.
Ten, 11.
We'll count these. Oh. How do these count?
13?
Yeah, 13.
I've already done 14. There's not even any point in me doing it.
You have to.
I have to?
What?
Well, I have to?
No, you didn't.
Oh,
see
God.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it. You have to see it in person.
Okay. I like watching you do it.
Go.
That was enjoyable.
Oh,
good job!
Go.
All right.
Come on.
All right, asphyxia.
Oh, these clamps are, they don't have the rubber, these don't have, oh, that just, these don't have a rubber clamp on them anymore. That just, no, that's going to like,
put them on.
Ah, that's the way, you can't, I can't have that on, did he have that on there?
Yeah.
Without the rubber on it?
Yeah, he did.
The metal on there?
Yeah.
You're not fucking dude putting this one on, you're fucked up. No, I just squeezed my... I can't do it. It won't even fit on there. Come on, hurry up! Help me, do it, hurry up!
Help him.
Just don't, like, jack it off and it's not cheating.
Okay.
Is it? Is it okay?
Just... I don't know what your rules are. I didn't make them.
you want me to come in here and do play-by-play while you're doing this? How many clamps do you... Oh, God. Why am I looking at this?
Don't look!
Okay, how many are on there, Joanna?
All right, let's see. She's got... So far, she's putting the fifth clamp on right now. Yeah, it doesn't look like he's going to be able to take it as well as Mike could. Mike was a champion. Mike was able to get 12.
Okay.
And I think we could have kept going if there was more room.
You're not even...
Asphyxia just pulled the chain.
Asphyxia just fucking chased
him. Yeah, yeah. I think she did. They're having a lot of fun here.
You're not even halfway to Mike's yeah.
Hurry up! Come on, go!
Girls, get more clamps on the dick.
Jason is a fierce
competitor. Put them everywhere.
And we know that he's already gotten to 14, so.
Alright.
Oh. Yeah, that's on the knob! Why does she want the knob? My headphones are plugged in.
Girl's choice, right?
Yeah, wherever it's the lady's choice. They are professionals.
Yes.
They know where to put the clamp. So you have to trust them.
Don't listen.
This is a competition. Yes.
You're just fucking stabbing the knob.
You
didn't say a safe word.
You
just stabbed the knob and you're laughing. You fucking pulled that and punch you in the fucking head.
Hey.
I'm joking.
Hey.
It's cutting my knob. Put the pants on. It's cutting the knob.
He's determined.
He's
working
for
the
thing.
Hey,
this is a guy for
whom Kane
is like. Jason got to 14. But he's not happy about it.
It's cutting into me!
Hey!
I swear to God, it's bleeding! Stop laughing and take it off!
The part, when it comes off, it's gonna hurt worse. You know that.
God! Take it off!
Stop being such a bitch and stop crying like a baby!
God knows what you... Asphyxia made it bleed! There's no way that's not bleeding.
You're such a pussy.
Yeah, you're a baby.
You made blood.
Is it really blood?
There's no blood. You're just saying that.
It's a blood bruise.
Popped a blood vessel.
Look it.
Uh-oh.
Look, guys.
Hey, do you want to
look it?
Take a break.
Go away.
Take a break.
Mike, leave.
You have to leave so he could show us
the
blood. It's not a cut. It's just a mark.
What is that?
I've done so much worse.
Yeah. That's nothing.
She's done way worse to me, and I didn't cry that hard.
Don't be a baby. Don't be a baby. You get in the ring and you fight. This is no way to.
This is real.
This is.
Shut up, asshole! I'm not crying.
Well, we got one more round.
I cut the cock.
You didn't cut it.
It did. I swear. Asphyxia stabbed me with tweezers. The tweezer ones had the rubber bit off, and you stabbed it into the knob and smiled. She stabbed it into the.
That's why she's amazing, though.
You know,
that's why.
Some people would have to pay a lot of money to get that.
Exactly. I lost that one, didn't I?
you're getting points off for being a baby.
Yeah. Still hurts. that hurt bad, dude.
We have one more event.
Okay. This is a pretty close race.
After this, the deciding event. In the decathlon on the Jason Ellis show.
Yeah, I guess we can start telling this. Oh,
Alright, welcome back to the Jason Ellis Show. The Decocalon continues with one final event. Joanna Angel is here, and she is hot. She spits on people's faces, and...
I'm Nurse Angel today. Yeah. This is what nurses wear, right?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah. Okay. She was my friend, and now I want to fuck her, and I don't like her anymore. Don't ever call me and lose my number. This is the deal sealer. I believe I was scored badly on that for not being able to take the pain.
Yeah,
you were a baby. When I was a baby because I had a clamp shoved into the eye of my cock.
Trying to say you were bleeding and you were not bleeding.
Did I win that event? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Sweet.
You won now, that one, and you also won the stomach slap.
And now the deciding event, but if I do paint a picture that's somewhat... you can tell what it is.
Hello.
Then we'll be okay. But the name of this contest is Dictionary. And we both have two big pieces of cardboard. And we have multiple cups here with paint in them. And we will be dipping our dicks in the paint. Holding the... we'll have our the lovely... Back, are you going to be holding the... I don't think that you're supposed to hold...
Just let me do it.
Okay.
Blindfolder?
Yes. No, you want to see the dick, do you,
oh,
back?
Oh, shit, I'd see the dick. I don't know, am I allowed to do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you should see it.
Wait, we're not wearing these things?
Why, is she
oh, no, you got to paint with your penis.
File for okay. Sexual...
Just put it over
but the girls are going to be... What the deal is we're going to be given a... We're going to pull a word out of a hat. We're going to know the word. And then you and me are going to have this white cardboard in front of our dicks, and we're going to paint... with our dicks, and then we're going to turn the card around, and the judges, Asphyxia Skin and JoannaAngel.com, will say, that is, I think you're painting this. If everyone guesses correctly, you will be the winner. And we only have 30
seconds.
And
you've got a different word. So
you're putting paint on your dick. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
but this is a no-hand painting. This is a cock-only painting. Correct?
Yeah, it's funny.
Doesn't make any sense to just do it with your
hand.
Can
you drag it on the paper?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
You can do it.
Not with your hand, though.
Okay.
Not with your hand.
Hands behind your back.
Hands behind your back.
All of a sudden,
we can tie them up with the Joanna Angel bondage tape.
Yeah.
You have Joanna Angel bondage tape?
I have Joanna Angel bondage tape.
Okay, so we're going to... So how's this work? I'm going to be naked and...
I think we should... Asphyxia, maybe you should bind his hands together so he can't use
but
his hands.
But how are you going to dip in there without making a mess into the cups, though?
You're going to have to put the cup... Yeah, you're going to have to put the cup in the dick.
Okay.
Dick in the cup.
I know that. And somebody can...
Here's two pieces of paper.
It sticks right to
now.
Itself.
Don't show anybody your word.
Yep.
Alice,
Mike, come over here.
Mike, there's your word. Don't let anybody see it but you.
Mike, you want to be over in that corner, and I'll be over in this corner. That way we won't see each other.
You stay with plastic, you guys.
He really likes to save
plastic. Put plastic over there for him.
Okay.
I mean, you don't need to make... You're making a bunch of plastic like I'm gonna start painting windmills. I'm just going to keep it right here in front of me, so if it trips, it'll drip in front of me.
You're fucking Picasso.
Yeah, it just sticks to it.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
be like, yeah, I'm painting a fucking dog or whatever it is.
Take the whole roll.
Okay. All right, so we need you over there, Mike, and then Asphyxia or Skin can... wait a minute. What, dude, do not take your pants off right now.
Oh, I was just trying to put this down.
Oh, okay. No, go over there into that corner, if I can have... I think
we need
it's
a bigger studio.
Joanna?
Dear Sirius Radio, Jason Ellis needs a bigger studio.
Oh, yeah,
so he can perform weird
antics.
Should we
do this in the green room?
Huh?
Does that make more sense to do it in the green room?
No,
because we need microphones.
Okay.
Yeah. And then why is there four different colors? Do we need the? Does that matter?
Dude, you better be good.
You're artistic.
This painting involves two different colors.
Four colors.
We have four colors of paint.
I don't know what your word is, but it could have four colors.
Hang on a minute. I haven't looked at any of
it. It could be rainbow.
Do you want to give it to me if you see it?
It could be rainbow.
All right.
God, there's a lot of room.
All right, I know what my painting is.
We can take it up. Let's put
take this one out and then scoot up.
All right, here we go.
Can we
take this one and we'll shift it?
Pass the chair over.
Pass the duchy. Go!
So I need my... Who's my pain assistant?
It's either me or Hannah.
No, it's either Joanna or us. You are not holding a cup for my wang.
What
if it hits the side of the rim and touches your thumb?
Yes. Okay, and there's no time limit on this
and
one?
And you're looking at me when it happens.
No time limit, it's just when the judges identify.
Until we figure it out?
No time limit. As soon as the judges figure out one of the paintings, it's over.
Okay.
Okay. Well, if we don't figure it out, there should be some kind of time limit.
You'll figure it out.
We'll make the call.
If you don't figure it out, we'll say what they are, and you guys will judge which one is the best painting.
I like that. Okay, what
are we doing?
I just need to make some room right here.
Yeah. Are you guys...
We can just take them out. Take off the chairs.
Yeah, screw the chairs. We're sharing a studio. We're turning it into an
artist's
studio.
I don't know what we'll need the whips for, but we might need them.
We have all four primary colors.
Give me my board.
Oh my god, this is complicated. Your show's more complicated.
It's not gonna work. This is not gonna work. The only way it would work is if it's hard.
Well,
it's not gonna work. You're just gonna smudge a dick on a paper with paint in it.
You better hope you've got a smiley face.
You can do it. Okay,
you can do it.
I can do it.
You have stuff in your memory now.
I'm gonna do it.
To get hard again.
Are you gonna hold your own board?
Well, I thought the porn stars were holding the cup and the board. I'll hold the board and they hold the...
Porn stars have to be the judge.
Yeah, so they have to see what you're doing. They have to look over your shoulder and watch.
Yeah, so I need... Who's judging mine?
Well, we have to look at both of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So see who makes the word first.
At the same time, which means you should really be...
Yeah.
Well, who's holding the cup?
The girls are going to hold the cup while you and dip for you.
Yeah.
What about hold the cup for one second.
Yeah.
What about they have 30 seconds to draw and then at the end 30 seconds turn around and then see
Let's
who
start
can guess what.
Okay,
let's do something.
The penis is out.
Ready? Oh, I'm out of here.
Wait.
Yeah.
Peace out.
I can probably tape that up on the wall.
I don't need any.
You don't need any help, you just want to use the...
You do not put your fucking camera on my fucking dick.
Yeah, me neither.
You gotta hold... Who's gonna hold the cup so I can dip the dick in the cup?
Which,
No, he's not!
No, I'm not.
Which paint do you want to use?
No, you don't look like you want to do it. Johnny, you do it.
You want some...
I don't want anybody who's...
I'm on the other side!
Well, you gotta come over here with the cup! I'm not gonna put it over there!
So we're holding our own?
What a... Huh?
You're holding your own, you're
going to
paint with your
own. Yeah, right?
Well, then we don't have to hold it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we're going to flip it.
You guys will flip it at the same time. Oh, yeah.
Right. When we say done, we're doing... When you think you've got enough, then you're going to reveal the painting.
Okay.
You guys have to reveal it at the same time, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to hold the cup there. Well, wait, you're not... Who's holding your paint?
Skin, just put his dick in the cup.
Good.
This is all for the sake of our.
Hang on a minute. It starts because you got to put the dick in the cup first.
Yes.
So when you say go, then I've got to put the dick in the cup.
Yeah.
Hold it down low. All
right.
Okay. You guys ready? Our cups in place.
What? You say go, host. Okay. Host so shitty.
Are you guys ready?
Shittiest host ever.
Do you guys have the cups in place?
Yeah.
Cups are in place.
All right. All right, on your marks, get set, and go.
All
right. Oh, that's way too much.
And the paint is already on, apparently. Jason says it tickles.
Did not say tickle.
You guys are moving. Jason is just moving the poster board around. Holding. If you are holding your dick, that is illegal.
Okay, but you
blue cup.
Okay, Christmas and colors.
Blue. Oh, I
no.
Blue.
Okay,
oh,
you guys have the right to use any colors you want. We have choices red, yellow,
okay,
blue,
look
or green.
Look out.
So anybody can call for a color at any moment. I cannot see the masterpieces these guys are working on right now.
Yeah, I'm done.
Why did you say it? We were supposed to turn around at the same time.
Because we didn't see the first one.
Well, I'm done.
Let's just look at what's better.
Oh, yeah, God. We'll see what's better.
Sorry.
Well, how come he keeps getting the go? I could have added shit. How come he's still drawing? I could add shit.
Stop.
Yeah, stop. Stop painting.
Oh, what is that?
Time limit over.
What is your supreme?
Wait, you guys want to guess what his word is? Okay. It's not car.
What is that?
Butterfly? Is it an alien with lips?
Yes!
What is it? Hang on a minute. Anybody? Is fix it?
Is it a rabbit?
Closer.
Is it a demon?
What do you think? It looks like a little piggy or a dog. Or a cat.
There
cat.
You go.
It's a cat.
Oh, it's a cat. That's a cat.
Let's see the car.
I was gonna try to.
Man, it just looks like you tried to fuck the piece of paper with paint on your dick.
There's
no drawing here at all. There's not even any
Whiskers.
I can see it.
Whiskers.
No.
That is the worst dick picture I've ever seen.
What's yours? Let me see yours.
What do you
get? Oh, fuck!
Is it a cop car?
It's probably better. It's actually the it's the fire brigade. Shout out to the the fire brigade.
Holy shit, how'd he do that?
Hey, hey, man, I told you I could do it. I'm the fucking dick champion. I told you my dick could do shit.
I like your use of color.
You hang that up on the wall. Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Whose do you think was better? That's the question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
like
the cat.
The cat?
Oh, you guys suck.
The cat.
How could you love the cat? It's not a cat. I would go with
butterfly.
Maybe a butterfly. May I'd be like, wow, that's kind of cool how it matched on both sides.
It looks like Donald Duck. Somehow.
There's no cat in that photo.
Upside down.
I still have a cat.
She's like a psychic.
I'm in two.
She's like, it's a cat.
I know what's up.
They're like connected and shit.
So what are you saying? What are the scores? Let's go do your scores and then let's get the scores.
I think Mike's is kind of artistic.
Yeah, you guys are fucking assholes.
Yeah. I mean, the car is just simple, but it's a simple car.
Do we have any baby wipes? I have a lot of paint on my penis.
I'll grab some paper towels.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to tally this up?
Okay, let's tally. You just
judges.
Started ticking.
Hey, have my,
I know.
I
that was me.
No, we don't need to save.
Wait, so what does the winner get and what does the loser get?
The loser has to fight Gecko with his dick.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, now I feel so much pressure. I know, guys.
Get some of that.
What do we do?
Can we get one of those, Ellis?
Huh?
What do you think? They both have different strengths and different weaknesses.
Yeah, I mean...
What do you mean? I so had the strength and wit.
Don't influence the judges!
You both had a lot of stamina, I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah.
But ultimately, there was a lot of... he didn't get his dick hard.
Yeah, he did get his dick hard.
Don't forget that one.
And I think that counts.
Yeah, that does. That's extra fun. So
I think
Alice is the winner. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Well, there's a microphone. So. You're saying I'm the winner?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I'm the decathlon.
Well,
the cockathon.
Decathlon. It was very, very close.
But because you're a guest, you cannot fight a gecko with your dick. I'm the only one who can do that.
Oh. What?
So.
No!
Get the.
It was
get,
like. Are you gonna do it anyway?
I'm gonna do it anyway.
Release the gecko.
Oh my god.
Here it comes. It's nasty meat.
Oh, I love this stuff.
I can't look at it.
Why do you like torturing your penis so much? Yeah.
Because it's video. Like, can you move that big black dick off the table?
Oh my god!
Grab the dick.
Okay.
I'm gonna put the dick on the table.
Grab the dick.
Hey man, it's not gonna fucking. I don't have to go to hospital.
I've never put a gecko on someone's dick before, so this is definitely a first.
Microphone.
You're on your own to get it off, though, because I don't want to be like, playing around with your dick.
What do you mean I'm on my own to get it off?
I don't want to be playing around with your dick, so... You have
well,
to
that's
get,
right,
you have,
it locks on!
You have to get your own dick off.
Yeah, how do I get it off?
Just put your dick on the table and just wait and don't shake it or anything.
I don't think I should do it anymore. That's a big
fine.
Gecko. Huh?
It's fine.
I don't believe you. Look at his mouth, though, he's very angry.
You just had clamps on your dick, can't be worse than that.
I think it has to be worse than that, right?
No,
it'll be
no,
fine.
Actually.
You're into this.
It won't even hurt.
Do it.
She dares you, so you have to do it.
Come over here and hold
She's
my nipples.
She's wearing really cute panties. Do it for the panties.
Come on.
Aww. Look at the panties.
I can't do it.
You can do it.
Shh.
Oh!
You missed it?
You gotta do it again.
Oh my god, no! Oh my god! Hang on.
Do it.
You
ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, that's right! Get it off!
Oh,
You get that, you fucking asshole? God, that's it! No more dick
that gecko,
tricks!
That gecko is so hungry, look at him!
He's not hungry.
He looks angry! He's like,
He latched on that one.
All the time?
Okay, geckos, yeah.
Wow. I like him. Yeah, I do too. He's cute.
That was sweet.
That was good, huh, Mike?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Didn't you say somebody had to headbutt a cake?
Oh, yeah. They do.
They have to what?
Somebody has to headbutt the cake, which is the loser. But I think because Raw Dog does nothing at all and was a terrible announcer of the cockathon. I think you have to headbutt the cake.
He couldn't even keep his mask on.
I couldn't see anything. I was had to judge.
Right, that's weird. You're making excuses.
I've never heard you do that before. For the show.
Yeah, but you weren't supposed to judge. You're not a judge. You were just the host, and you did a terrible job of hosting.
Do you see the official paper?
Yes.
You will not. You will not wear that mask. You keep taking the mask off.
I can't. I have to be able to like see shit.
You want the mask off? You want to see some shit? Bring the cake in.
Okay. Where's the cake? Hello. Guys, in the black the dick cake.
And why isn't anyone taking photos? Why didn't anyone take a photo of a fucking gecko eating my dick?
You got it on video.
How is that not a fucking Twitter photo?
You want to do it again?
Oh, God.
One more time. Here's a dick cake. I'll go get the gecko. No way!
He's into it.
Twitter. Huh?
The gecko is cute.
I get it. What? Get the knob? Fuck off, get the knob. You get the fucking knob.
Who's taking the picture?
Who's taking the picture?
What are the girls?
Somebody take the picture of the gecko body in my cock. Move this other cock out of the way. Oh, dude, just shut up, Ellis, and do it. It's fucking funny. I can't do it. I can't make. You're not close enough to do it. You're gonna get close. Why are you whispering at him? Why are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Nothing.
Don't fucking make it hurt anymore. Is this a different one?
No,
he's bigger.
No, it's the same one.
Oh God, it's so much. Make sure you can see it. God fucking no, please God, fucking do it, hurry up. You fucking asshole, you made it by my knob, that's what you told him to do, isn't it? I can actually feel him squeezing harder the second time.
Shit. I got it. Oh my God.
Okay, good, it's worth it.
That gecko is vicious.
Let it bite your nipples. Let it bite your nipple.
You can pet him.
Asphyxia.
No.
Let it bite your titty.
I don't know if I'm into that.
No.
He's looking at me. I'm not going to be in charge of you. Yeah, let it bite. Roger, get in here. We don't have much time.
Or wait, can you take a picture of me again?
Final calls at 866 Yo Faction. We should definitely have a photo of everybody.
Take a picture of me and the gecko.
Go.
And let the gecko bite my nipple.
You should definitely be dressed as... Before you head by the cake, you should be dressed in your full gimp face mask. Girls, can you get into your underwear a little bit so we can have a full-on photo of everybody ruling?
Is your underwear enough?
Yeah, you're good. Okay. But you're not. You guys are way too close. But no boobies out, because it's for Twitter.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't bring a bra, so I'm just
gonna... You can put your hands over your boobs, which is hot. People love that.
People do like that.
The phones are now lighting up with abuse, I'm sure, of me ruining my radio show. It was a stupid show, anyway. You guys are getting all antsy over fucking nothing.
This guy volunteered his nipple for the gecko.
He what?
He volunteered his nipple for
you
the
did?
Gecko.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, Mike. Mike's a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah, he is.
What are you taking a picture?
By something.
Can you take a photo of us? Let's get all over there.
You have to be in the picture.
It's a microphone.
Yeah, he has to be in the picture. He was part of the game. Can somebody else take one with my phone?
Get in here, gimp boy. I'm trying. I can't
manage.
Paint in my balls.
The circle thing on the
Lovely.
Screen.
Thank you.
Okay, wait. It might be kind of funny. I have. Can I do my funny idea?
Yeah, yeah.
I put your arms. Right.
We're gonna take two pictures. Can we drop these?
You gotta take a bunch of pictures. This is gonna be Alice, mate. You just touched my penis twice.
Wait.
Well, wait a minute, I'm the host of the show! Stop talking!
He's got his mouth full. He can't host
that's
the show.
That's awesome. All right.
There you go. It'll all be worth it for the picture!
Yes, it will. It'll be a great picture.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being tied up.
Commemorating the decathlon. What? I'm talking. We're taking a picture right now. I'm trying to get in position. I can't even see it where the camera guy is.
Go.
Are you guys ready?
All right.
Take the
you
picture,
hold the
Mike.
Whip?
We're gonna take a couple. All right.
Who holds? Okay.
You hold the whip. All
right. Go for it. Who's got the whip?
You gotta get in closer,
this
buddy.
Looks okay. Like we mean business.
What was that, Jason? I could catch that.
Three.
All right. One more picture.
One,
I'm sorry, Jason, I can't understand
two,
you.
Two, three.
You can't turn it, don't want to talk to me.
You get it?
Arm.
Okay.
One other one?
Yeah, let's take one more.
Okay. All right, one more picture.
Ready? One, two, three. All right, that one came out for sure.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, yeah!
Oh! I was trying to tell you to talk.
I was talking.
It's baby bondage, Dave.
Why do they call it baby bondage?
It's beginner bondage. It's like,
what's advanced?
You can struggle out of
when
it,
you can't get out.
Advanced is
get the
when
camera on?
There is no escape.
Oh. Take your mask off.
That's super cute.
I thought you wanted me to have it on when you hit button.
No.
No.
Oh. Ready?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. That's cute.
Got a good shot. Got a good shot.
Oh, it's so, oh my
this
god!
Dick right in front of that.
I like this picture. Oh my god.
Ready? I got photos of it.
Okay,
I tell you, at Ellis Mate is going to be a treat this afternoon. You ready?
Yeah.
You got a good angle of it? Move your hand out of the way.
Oh, you're going Patrick Swayze.
I am? What does that even mean?
Roadhouse! Don't wipe it! Don't wipe it!
Okay, it's not.
Look at me. Wait, stand up.
Do it again!
It's on my eye.
Yeah, look, bend over, bend over, back into the cake. Back
eat
into
that
the cake.
Cock.
Yeah, get your face in there.
Get your face in that cock.
There.
Oh!
There you go.
Yeah, you have your roll, pal.
Don't, no, stay over there, stay over the cake.
Right here.
You gotta stay over the cake because you're making a mess if you come off the cake, so
okay.
Just stay there.
Okay.
Alright?
Okay.
Don't move yet! We're getting
back.
Okay.
Travis, what's up, man?
Yeah, I was just calling two things. One, Raw Dog extremely fucked up the longest pissing contest for his announcement.
Why did he do that? How did he fuck it up?
Well, he just, you couldn't hear him about three-quarters of the time, and then when he did, he didn't ever fucking say anything.
Right in there.
Then, beyond that, I was wondering, what your dick ever did to you? Why do you hate it so badly?
I don't know if I really hate my dick. I just want to challenge myself. And it's the only thing I can do these days that's in the studio. I mean, what else can I do? You know, I mean, you can't really... I can't fight people every day, and you can't really fight anybody in the studio. And then, plus you get concussion and stuff. If you just do dick stunts and if your dick gets hurt, it's not that big of a deal. And I thought it would be funny. You don't want to watch somebody, a gecko, eat a dick? does that make me? Am I gay?
No, it's funny to
say. I want to see a gecko eat a dude's dick. Is that weird? I'm sorry.
It's entertaining, but I just can't imagine an animal bite my pecker.
No, no, man. Thanks. You know, Raw Dog. I knew Raw Dog wouldn't do a really good job of being the announcer. That's why I wanted him to be in the decathlon, because I knew you would be really good at the decathlon. 866 your faction final calls, Mike. You don't have a website or anything. You're just old school.
I'm just old school.
You're what?
On Twitter, it's at Joanna Angel.
Oh, that's real easy.
Yeah.
At Joanna Angel.
Yeah. No underscore.
No underscores.
Triple backflip.
And at Asphyxia.
Your triple backflip?
At triple backflip.
At triple backflip. Check out Mike.
All of us.
Mike's a true competitor. He loves to be bitten by everybody. We should thank Donald Schultz for organizing once again the only show that just has animals come in and bite everybody. And I really do feel that it's destiny. I feel sometimes we have, medium shows and shitty shows and really good shows, but I've always taken pride in being on the radio. Let's face it, if you're on the radio, you are a pussy, and this is more on radio at its highest level, because
people are biting us and we're in hell. And I think that that is amusing. You're at work. Your day sucks. A gecko bit my dick. You're welcome. Chris. Hello.
Hey, man. I just want to say, you guys are like the king of the dick abusers for sure. And as far as Joanna and them girls go, man, they sure do help your show out a bunch.
They really do.
That's where I think you was. Yeah,
we do.
I'd almost think that you guys was at that point where you just like to sit around and touch each other's dicks and shit, but I don't know. Maybe you guys are just having way more fun than I could ever imagine.
I really did say that before when we played a song. I was like, Joanna Angel grabbed my neck and spat on my face, and I had a boner, and the other girls were doing stuff to each other, and it's just, let's face it, that ain't going to happen in the real world. I don't want to burst anyone's bubble when they go to burningangel.com, but these three girls are not coming over to your house to choke you out and spit on your face. But at my job, that can be arranged. Which is the crazy...
4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Take me by the Buccaneers and just shove me right up in that shit and spit on me, and I don't want to be pissed on or nothing like that. That's kind of weird, but yeah. It might be kind of dangerous too. But and I don't know. I would take a dirty waffle from Asphyxia because she is one little hot thing.
Right on, man. There you go, Asphyxia. How do you feel about? He thinks you're so hot that he wants you to take a shit on his chest and hit him with a tennis racket.
Is that what that is?
That's what that is. A couple of things. You didn't think you were going to learn anything from me today, did you, Brian?
Yo.
Final calls, dude.
I came into the middle of this. Don't tell me you have a gecko nibbling on your dick with two hot women in the room.
Yeah.
Exactly what happened. Actually,
what would prompt you to think about putting a gecko on your dick with two hot women in the room?
Ellismania.com.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for the call. That's the only answer. It's the only... the only reason this thing even went as far as it went is I said... Can I get hard? And Joanna said I can't, and my wife said that you should video you trying to get hard because she doesn't think I can and she wants to make fun of me when I get home that I didn't get hard, even though as soon as I get home I'm going to spit in her face.
I thought she's going to spit in your face.
And do it with my big boner that I can get whenever I want. Just like I knew it. I haven't relished in that yet. I'll do it when I get off
air. Yes, you're the master. You have complete control.
What else can I not do? He rides moto. He gets hard on camera. Come on. Any other challenges? Does anyone have any challenge for me?
Can we stop being dicks to each other now that this contest is over? Can we be, like, cool with each other again?
I didn't do it. I didn't tell everybody to call and say you're a dick. I didn't say anything.
Okay.
People are just bringing that up. I love how it's all me. It's all me.
I didn't say you. I said, could we stop being dicks to each other?
But I didn't take the phone call. That guy just called and said that you're a dick for not being in it. It would have been better, but it was still okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. It's a radio show every day. It can't be the greatest thing that's ever happened. Come on. We're doing all right.
Yeah.
You're a terrible announcer.
Okay.
Ryan.
Hey, Jason. Just calling in to say that today's show was fucking fantastic, man.
All right. Thank God somebody. I'm just doing the show for Ryan, then, because that's the only way I'm going to be happy.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan thought it was good. So there you go.
Yeah, you know what, though? I got to say, yesterday's show was a little lacking with all the whining that I was hearing from someone else, but today it was fantastic.
All right. We bounced back. Thank God. I know. Yesterday was tough, but we managed. Gump.
Hey, Raw Dog, don't worry about all them guys calling you fucking pussies or whatever, because I didn't see any of them stepping on the plate. There's one guy fucking showed up. Guarantee, if I was down in L.A. right now, I would be there at the fucking decathlon.
Yeah, right.
Kicking ass. Anyway,
okay, dude.
I have a new goal in life because of the show. By the time I'm 30, I will be in L.A. at 3 o'clock in the morning, laying on my back in a parking lot beside Jason Ellis, flicking cashews over my head with my dick. Peace out.
Right on. There you go. Words of wisdom right there from a man who eventually will make it to Los Angeles to whip a cashew nut off his knob over his head in the parking lot of the Jason Ellis Show. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for that program when that one comes out. Michael.
Yeah.
What can I do for you, Michael?
Yo, dude, I just want to give you props for that Decacophalon or whatever the hell you want to call it.
That's the best way I've heard it so far.
Decacophalon.
Man, if I was out there, I'd have been in it with you.
All right, well said. Everyone can say it now. I'm telling you, jacking off in front of hot chicks is a different thing when there's a camera. And the camera wasn't even pointed at my penis. It was just a different thing to know that other people are involved in me trying to get an erection, because it proves that because of the way society makes you think that being hard and fucking hot chicks is a little bit evil. There's something always wrong about it. So everybody, the more famous you get, the less you want to let people in on who you are. Because everybody wants to fuck Joanna Angel. You just don't want to admit it. But when Joanna Angel is naked and fucking asphyxiating her and skin of licking her and her vagina's hanging out and stuff, you want to fuck all three of these chicks, and if you don't, it's because you're lying, and that's the end of it. You know, sometimes you just don't want people to know that you want to fuck skin and asphyxia. That's just the way it is. You don't want, because you've got like a grandma, or you work in a library, or you're a teacher, and people don't want to know, you don't want people to know that you want to see lesbian action, and you want to finger people, and you want girls to finger other girls and say weird shit and spit on you. You all do. You all want it. You just don't know until you've had a hot chick lick a vagina and spit on your face. You don't know. You've never had that. And it's like saying that you don't want to, you don't like basketball, but you've never played basketball.
You know, I totally agree with you.
Every dude on Everyone's the planet creepy. Wants you to spit on their face and jack them off. All of us do. We all do. I want asphyxia to eat your ass and punch me in the face.
That can be arranged.
And I speak on behalf of America and certain parts of Canada. I do. And Mike?
Can we see that right now?
Mike, if you weren't on the radio with a fucking dick and a snake right now, and you were in the privacy of your own house with these three ladies, how quickly would you be erect and fucking everybody?
Oh, pretty quick. I'd be on it.
And I don't think it's like, you know, I mean, Raw Dog, would you like Joanna Angel if you didn't know her and, you know, it was a creepy relationship, and, you know, but if she spat on your face and jacked you off, how into it would you be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't spit on my face, but yeah.
You're saying you don't want her to spit on your face?
No, I didn't offer.
She didn't offer to spit on my face.
But if she did?
That might be kind of awesome.
Okay, because for a second then, yeah.
Yeah.
And from time to time, I'm going to come on the radio and I'm going to be like, what's up, guys? You know, I'm fucking on the couch right now because I spat on my wife's face when I was fucking her last night. She freaked out and snapped on me. Because I feel like just when I knew you were going to do it, your eyes lit up because you knew you were going to spit on my face. And I was like, wow, you're going to spit on my face and you're into it. And I know you. That's weird. But I'm going to do that to my wife, and she's going to be pissed. I feel like it's a punch in the head. We can't tell her I'm going to do it. It has to be a surprise, right? Right.
Yeah, that's not something that can be planned at all.
Yeah. And every now and then I forget about it, but most of the time I remember, and that's why a gecko can bite my dick over and over again, and then you can go see it at Alice Mate on Twitter, and people in Australia that I know, my brother's going to see a gecko biting my penis. Be like, fuck, man, Jason is losing it. My father-in-law will probably see the gecko biting my penis. But it's okay, because it's all worth it, because you might want to go there and look at it, and that will kill 10 seconds and make you feel a little bit happier about your life. We should move into a show. Who would you rather watch, Skin and Asphyxia TV show or Raw Dog and Alice show?
Probably the Skin and Asphyxia show.
You look really hot. You look really hot today. I love the way you did your hair and stuff.
Well, my little
they both look like ladies.
I like it.
I really like you guys. Got a certain look about you. I want to have tea and crumpets with this fixture. I want to snuggle with you. I want maybe a spoon. I'll spoon you.
I seriously would watch the show of Skin and Asphyxia deciding who's going to use the cup today.
I want to see them drink at the same time. While I try to dip my dick in there. Who is this? Serge.
Yo.
What up, Serge?
Hey, man. Good show. Kick ass. Jason, you're a sick cunt.
Yeah. That's a respect.
All the haters out there, get off of Raw Dog's nuts. And Joanna and her crew. Chicks are hot, and I'd have y'all spit on me 7 days out of the week. And I'd tell all y'all chicks, man, y'all are badass.
Right on. Mike, is there any way that you can put your dick in a pair of pants instead of the snake? Because every now and then I just look over and I'm like, man, I'm concentrating on Mike's penis. This is kind of weirding me out. And then we're going to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
What up, man?
Oh, not much. I think Raw Dog needs the penis dip.
The penis what?
I think he needs to do the penis cake at first.
He did.
I already did it.
Okay.
He did it all. He's a true competitor. I don't have time to Twitter these photos, but after the show...
I Twittered one. You can...
At Ellis Mate.
Where, I will, go to your Twitter and you can see a photo.
At Joanne Angel?
Yeah, but you can retweet it and then it'll be on your Twitter.
I will do that. Okay. If that will if that'll get you off, I will do that. It's the least I can do. Dylan!
Yo, what's going on, Ellis?
What do you got, brother?
I just want to say, I've listened to you for about a year, and over this last month or so, brother, you've gotten into the zone. You're in a whole different area. I mean, you're so amped every morning. Dude, just keep rocking. You're living the dream.
I'm terrified to take another phone call. Because I just want to have my weekend that way.
Right.
What's up, man?
Not much. I just know that if I was in your shoes, man, I'd have blown my load before I even got my fucking pants off.
You know what? That's really crazy. That's the other thing. When I was jacking off because I was really focused on getting hard, and there's like, because you girls know you don't have penises, but you know, it wasn't a full go for it, but it was at the point where if I could continue at that level, then the rest of it would fill out. And then I was like, wow, if I keep doing this, I could actually like come in my snake skin, in my snake jacket. And that's like, you can't have a shitty load in your snake jacket. That's just like totally offensive. I've got kids.
Is there a hole in it? Is it supposed to be like a spinning snake?
No, it would just fill up.
Yeah.
God, I can't wait to
that
get this thing off.
That would be way cool if it would come out
like
of a hole.
Like a spinning cobra. Yeah.
Well, we had the fire hose on these, and it doesn't even have a hole at the end of it.
Oh, it doesn't?
No.
I thought it did. I thought that was the whole point.
Me too.
Cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That's a video. Like, yeah, just to piss, like, cut a hole and then just piss all over it.
Yeah, just make your own hole.
Like, if you made little, like, action figures and, like, set them on fire and then had a fire brigade, people holding your wiener. Look out, we're putting out the fire! You know what I mean? Flick your penis around that burning Lego house. It's a movie. Yeah. You can make that movie.
You can make it happen.
You guys should go. I love you,
thank
ladies.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for having us again.
Thanks for coming by. Is
there really anything you guys were great here. Judges? Anything I can do for you ladies at all? Thanks, girls.
Sakaka,
hi,
whatever.
Have a good night's sleep.
Do you want to keep the bondage tape for future uses here?
Yes.
You guys might need it.
You never know. We have to tie up an asshole.
Thank you for the Joanna Angel brand bondage tape.
Exactly.
Man, I would really love to take my penis out of the fucking... It's paint in it. Penis is just in a fucking paint sack.
A paint sack, yeah.
A sack of paint.
I feel like I'm covered in paint. I've just been in the shiny red sack for the last 3 hours.
The only thing that sucks about your suit is that it's not skin tight.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's kind of had to gotta be like fit to a person.
I was gonna get a girl's one for you. It was even smaller, but we were a little weird on the hip size. We thought maybe the hips wouldn't fit, and then that would just ruin everything if you couldn't fit in it.
Yeah,
but I'm sure you could have.
Now, yeah, this would be better if it was a little less saggy.
Gay Ryan,
a little less saggy. Hey, what's up? Fucking love the show. It's fucking funny as shit. I was laughing my balls off on that.
Were you turned on?
No.
You gotta do that.
But it was hilarious, though. Maybe when Mike did a little moan, maybe, yeah.
Doesn't that prove that it wasn't a gay show?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Like, exactly. It was really entertaining. Even when you had the lesbians in there that one time when they were screwing each other, that was fucking funny, too.
Yeah, that was nice, because that was the only time I can tell what the show would sound like, because I'm in the green room listening to the show without me, and Will Pendarvis was completely bummed out about...
And for Raw Doggy, good job on the announcements, because I can't announce worth like for shit. So
yeah, you can't even have phone sex.
Oh, dude, shut up.
You can't. You're terrible.
Oh, and a farewell to Bareback since she's leaving. She's so cool. The way she talks just reminds me of my homegirl.
I know. Is Baccarat gone or is she still here?
I think she's still here.
Right, Baccarat. Thanks, Jay Ryan. Yeah, you did a great job. Everybody does
thank
a great
you.
Job. All the fans that come up with all the ideas.
Oh, yeah, you guys really helped the Decathlon happen.
Yeah, the Decathlon was from the fans, and the photo shoot. What the fuck is that? Were people beating me up with something? God damn, I have lumps on me.
You're getting whipped.
Huh?
You're getting whipped.
Oh, yeah. You know, all these people that helped. We pulled it off. I just wanted today to be okay. I didn't want to... And everything failed. It all completely failed, and it all went to shit, and we still pulled it off.
Exactly, because we're the Jason Ellis Show, and we can pull out anything.
We can do anything. All we need is a couple of dick clamps and a porn star, and we're in. Swinging. Jamie.
Ellis, would you do a quick recap before the end of the show of what the hell just went on? Because I wasn't able to catch the whole thing, so I think it would be pretty funny to hear.
All right, here we go. First off, we put our dicks in snake undies, and me and Mike went out into the parking lot, and I did an explosive 12-foot piss, and Mike did a 1.5-footer. He trickled some shit down. Then we left the 12-foot piss Gloryville back into the studio where Mike stroked his flaccid penis in front of three porn stars. Did they lick each other's vaginas in front of you, allegedly? No. They did some crazy shit, right? They did crazy shit we can't even get into. They did shit that if you go on burningangel.com, you'll know. But they did crazy shit, and Mike stayed flaccid. Right, Mike?
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's pretty much what happened to Mike. Then I came into the studio, and Joanne Angel spit in my face, and I got a boner, and I busted shit with my boner in a snake suit. Then becoming two ahead of Mike's useless, crappy, he can't do anything. Why do I have shit around my neck and pain in my genitals? Get off me! God damn it, it won't come off. Then the third thing that happened. What was the third thing?
It was the fucking my face.
Then I span around a machete while blindfolded 10 times, span off and fucked Raw Dog in the face in 1 second shorter time than Mike, who did a great job bouncing back. Then we went into the
Silence of the Lambs.
The Silence of the Lambs, where I threw my penis and balls into the air and then caught it in the back of my ass. How many times?
More times than Mike did.
35 times.
No, not 35 times.
30
times.
Like
10
that
times.
Was like the count.
10 times.
Oh, he was 20 and you were like 35.
Anyway, I won that. And then the next one was smashing the dick and balls into your own stomach where Mike prevailed. I choked.
Oh, that was the one where it was 35.
I could not handle it. I thought it was too funny. And I just kept thinking anybody who's a member of AliceMania.com is now going to see me try to smash my snake
dick.
You
got self-conscious.
Up and down against my stomach. And I kept thinking that this guy here is filming and he knows the Diaz brothers. And this is just more proof that I really do suck. And they're going to be like, we knew this dude sucked. And I have no argument now because there's video of me thrusting the sky to smash my fucking snake dick on my stomach. Mike blew me out of the water on that one. And then the final two was the dick clamps, where I believe some of the worst pain that I've ever been involved in, where Asphyxia shoved a tweezer clamp into the eye of my penis. And that fucking hurt, and I thought I was bleeding, and I was a pussy for saying that I was bleeding, so I was deducted points, and Mike became the winner of that, almost winning the entire contest, until they had the dictionary. And that was where we painted stuff, and Mike painted he basically just threw it out the window and just started fucking a piece of cardboard.
It's a good
and
cat.
Tried
it's
to come up
cat.
With it. It is not a cat in any way.
You can see its eyes and whiskers.
You cannot!
It looks like Donnie Darko.
And how do you fucking paint whiskers like with Darko. A knob? It's impossible to get a whisker-esque vibe with your knob. It's just a blob.
You need to finesse.
He didn't finesse. And I won that because even though you assholes tried to cheat and say that it was an artsy photo, you could tell mine was a car and I won. So then I became the winner of the entire thing. And to celebrate me being a winner, I thought, what else better to do than to have the second largest gecko in the world bite my penis? Not once! Three times! At AliceMania on Twitter, AliceMania.com. You can see it all. It's not gay to see it all, right?
No, it's not.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show, and don't die, because it sucks. Sooner or later, we're going to do a really good show. And if you die, you'd miss it.
You won't miss it.
All right, everybody, have a good one.